NYC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Pep Boys. Denver police are investigating a homicide. Detective Virginia Lopez said officers first heard about the incident a little after midnight when they were flagged down by a concerned citizen who heard noises at 4161 Milwaukee.
Upon arrival, officers found a deceased male party with what appeared to be gunshot wounds.
Lopez says right now all DPD knows is that the victim is male. They know nothing about a suspect. The family of a 17-year-old who was killed over the weekend in a car crash is pushing to make it tougher for teens to get a driver's license. Mikel Alves was a passenger in a car driven by one of his friends, which crashed while traveling at a high rate of speed. Four other people in the car were badly injured. Carol Garcia, Alves's mother, says that teens are starting to drive at too young of an age. There are some bills being introduced in the current legislative session that would make it tougher for teens to get a license, including delaying the teen getting to drive unless they take a mandatory class. Other measures would limit the number of teens per car and would make it illegal for teens to use cell phones while driving. The Colorado National Guard has tested a new rocket launching system at Fort Carson. The Multiple Launch Rocket System, or MLRS, can fire up to 12 rockets in less than 60 seconds. Staff Sergeant Robert Jones says the MLRS enables the military to deliver more firepower with fewer people and greater accuracy. The National Guard soldiers out of Denver were activated in May and have been guarding the Pueblo Chemical Depot while training with the MLRS. Wayne Harris, the father of Columbine gunman Eric Harris, kept a diary before the attacks almost 5 years ago. The Rocky Mountain News says the diary, which is locked up in an evidence vault at the Jeffco Sheriff's Office, contains contacts with law enforcement or school administrators and Wayne Harris's own dealings with his son. Jefferson County has never admitted that the diary existed, and Jeffco Sheriff Ted Mink and his investigators are still refusing to say exactly what's in it or if it sheds any light on the massacre in which 12 students and a teacher died. Much of the Columbine record is public now, but the diary and some other evidence are still under a judge's secrecy order. Right now, NASA is unable to communicate with the Spirit rover on Mars. Scientists are hoping the problem is only temporary. The cause of the malfunction is unknown, and project engineers say there were no indications that there were any problems on the rover. At first, storms over a satellite listening station in Australia were blamed for the poor communication, but now it appears there may be another problem. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Lab are still trying to contact Spirit just 2 days before its twin rover named Opportunity is expected to land on Mars. President Bush is praising the annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. The anti-abortion event notes the 31st anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's historic ruling that led to the legalization of abortion in America. Marking a tradition begun by President Reagan, Bush addressed the rally by telephone. He's in New Mexico today.
And in the Declaration of Independence, our founders stated this self-evident truth: the right to life does not come from government. It comes from the creator of life.
The president argued that every person has a special dignity, place, and purpose in this world. He also cited progress toward building a culture of life in America. Last year, Bush signed a federal ban on so-called partial birth abortions. Today, he called the procedure brutal. Two new polls out of New Hampshire show Democratic presidential contender John Kerry is in the lead ahead of next week's primary there. A three-day tracking poll by Reuters, MSNBC, Zogby shows Kerry with a 3 percentage point lead over Howard Dean. Meanwhile, a new Boston Herald poll shows Kerry with an even greater lead of 10 percentage points over the former Vermont governor. The Democratic candidates will face off tonight in a debate in New Hampshire. Guerrilla fighting in Iraq has claimed two more American lives. The soldiers were killed when their base near Bakuba came under rocket and mortar fire. A military spokesman confirmed the attack but did not give any details. He also expressed confidence that the overall security situation in Iraq continues to improve. At this hour on Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down just about a point. The Nasdaq down 16.5, and the S&P 500 is down almost 2 points. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche continue their road trip tonight as they head into Atlanta to play the Thrashers. It's the first game for the Avs and Thrashers this season. Avs are coming off their 6-5 win over the Florida Panthers last night. No game for the Denver Nuggets tonight as they get ready to head to New Orleans tomorrow to play the Hornets. Nuggets beat the Phoenix Suns for the third time this season last night, winning 97-92. Get to Pep Boys for a name brand oil change at just $14.88. That's right, $14.88. This express service is done in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. See store for details. Pep Boys, they're car people. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Hi, this is Doug Kelly. Joining me now is Brenda at Golden Triangle Wines and Spirits. Brenda, I thought this time we would play a little food and wine association.
Okay, Doug, I'm game.
All right, I'll give you the food. You tell me the great wine to go with it, okay? How about duck breast?
Let's do a Spanish pirato. How about ambrosia?
Sounds good. How about sea scallops wrapped in bacon?
Crisp Pinot Grigio, nice and crisp and refreshing.
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst? Well, that's not a wine. Oh, you got to do beer with bratwurst. How about Utenos, Lithuanian beer, or better yet, flag porter. Yummy.
Lamb chops.
California Zinfandel. Dash California Zinfandel would be perfect with lamb chops.
Now, one everybody would want to know about, pizza.
Oh, lots of options for pizza. You could do a Primitivo. You could do a Sangiovese out of Tuscany, Italy.
I bet you've got one for sushi, too, don't you?
Champagne or sparkling wine. It's a great pair.
I knew you'd have the answer. Golden Triangle Wines and Spirits, located 12th and Broadway.
Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, where variety, pricing, and convenience intersect at the corner of 12th and Broadway. Call 303-893-8437.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to go to Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting a report of a minor accident southbound Colorado Boulevard south of Kentucky. It could cause you a little delay this lunch hour. Everything else around town, very, very quiet. So we checked the high country, and we found things up there pretty quiet, too. Wet approaches on both sides of Vail Pass and on both sides of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Havilland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil is specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven over 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Havilland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. 48 for our high today. Going to see lots of sunshine. A clear night tonight, down to 19. And for tomorrow, temperatures even warmer, 55 degrees for tomorrow. Going to be windy, though, mostly sunny skies. And for Saturday, just a few clouds and 53. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 35 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news is 12:35, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, and you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC, except we're not Enid.
We are definitely not Enid, but we're almost as cute as Enid.
It takes two of us to make one Enid. You
that's
know,
right.
That's how good Enid is. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And we're the two chatty gals from the Rocky Mountain News. You read us every Thursday in the Spotlight section, and we're here every Saturday with you from 10 to noon on AM 1150 KNRC.
And we are so excited that we've got a chance to do our thing in front of a wider audience, right? Because our show's a little different. It's not really about politics.
No, they need Enid for that.
They definitely need Enid. We cannot answer any political questions. I mean, the most we're going to do is to maybe talk about politicians' wives.
That's right. That
and
we
what
care
they
about.
Wear and how they act. That's about it. Our show is a lifestyle show. We talk about everything else that interests us and you except for politics and sports.
And sports.
We don't want to deal with sports either.
But before we get into the show, we've got a great show planned for you. We've got Enid on the other line.
Enid.
Hello.
Enid from Italy?
Yeah. Are you calling us from Venice?
No, I can hardly hear you. And earlier I could hear you better. So if Jordan can pot up the sound somehow on my end, I don't know if that's possible.
All right. He's working on it.
Okay. I'm talking to you. By the way, I want to thank both of you for filling in. I'm just delighted that you could do it. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we hear you perfectly.
Okay. I am coming to you. It is about 8 o'clock, a little bit after 8 o'clock in the evening. I'm coming to you from a legendary place in Venice called Harry's Bar.
Oh. I've heard of Harry's Bar. Are you not doing anything cultural? No museums?
Yes,
no Bridge of Sighs?
This is actually cultural in its own way. Ernest Hemingway used to hang out here, and it's a legendary spot. And what they're famous for are their Bellinis, which I'm here to tell you I've had probably too many of tonight. And they're made with white peaches and an Italian sparkling wine called Prosecco. And so it's really lovely. But
so the Italian men are looking really good right now.
Listen, let me tell you something. The Italian men are always looking really good.
Right.
There's a whole concept here called Bella Figura.
And they love American women. They love us.
Huh?
I said they love American women.
Do they love American women?
They do.
Well, let me tell you something. American women love Italian men.
So it's a beautiful thing.
I wanted to ask you, because I have been here sort of in a news blackout, what did Bush say in the State of the Union speech?
He said, and I quote, America does not need a permission slip to protect our own security.
He said that?
Yes, he did.
But hey, Enid, listen, speaking of politics, we saw a little blurb in the paper. What is it? The Prime Minister of Italy, Berlucci, whatever his name is?
Berlusconi?
Okay. The Italians are mad because he's had disappeared while he's having plastic surgery.
Yeah, he's in hiding, we understand, while he's having his whole face redone.
And
is this true? Berlusconi's having plastic surgery?
Well, it's rumored. It's rumored.
Oh, my God.
The Italians want to know where he's at, and he's using American and Swedish doctors, not Italian doctors.
Oh, my God, mon Dieu.
You have got, listen.
Let me just tell you something. I have a bunch of people here who want to weigh in a little bit, just for a couple of seconds, if you don't mind, on their feelings about Bush and what Italians, for example, sitting next to me is a couple. He's an attorney. She works in a museum. His name is Anthony, and her name is Jenny. And they have some feelings about our position in the war and Bush. And also, we have a couple of Italians here. We have Francesco, and we have Sabrina, and they're from central Italy. Sabrina's from Perugia, and Francesco's from Ancona, and they have a couple of things to say. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Sure, we're not doing anything.
Quick, we have
a
guest book.
I just thought it would be interesting to hear what Europeans have to say.
You bet.
About Bush and about Americans, because we've seen signs here, graffiti that say Bush is a gangster. And one of the people I'm here with, somebody looked at her and said, France, America, you go home. Said, you go home.
Oh, Enid, we've seen signs that say Donatella Versace is a tramp. What does that mean? It means nothing.
Donatella Versace could be a tramp. She might be a slut. But wait a minute. Here we go. So, Francesco, tell us, what are your friends saying about the war and about Bush? Give us just a very quick capsule.
I'm here with a couple of friends. We are divided because two of us are with Bush, and we think that we are with Bush in the war against terrorism, and we think of that the war in Iraq was a part of this engage against terrorism. And two of us are against Bush, and they think that the politics is completely wrong about Bush, and they think that he's not a gangster, but I mean, it's not a good thing what they are doing.
Okay, well, you're split, Francesco, you're split similar to our country, although I think we need maybe about three of you for Bush and two of you against Bush.
No, we are five, and there are two for Bush, two against Bush, very against Bush, and one, he doesn't have any position, especially. And
Francesco, how do you feel?
Normally, the people that are for Berlusconi are also for Bush, and normally the people that are against Bush are against Berlusconi. In Italy, there is identification with the figure of Berlusconi in Bush. So the two people that are against Bush are normally against Berlusconi, all the politics that he's doing in Italy.
I'll see what Sabrina
Okay. You want to say something, Sabrina? No. I explain your thing. Okay.
All right. Francesco?
Thank you, Francesco.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, and your English is very good.
Bye.
Ciao.
All right, wait a minute. I'm trying to find out what kind of a facelift Berlusconi is having.
That's all we want you on the case.
Huh?
We want you on that case, Enid.
I can hardly hear both of you. What
okay.
did you say?
We said, if you find out anything about Berlusconi, call us back.
All right. Well, maybe he looks like Bush. And I want to say a couple things about the city, but we have someone here from England, and we have a man named Anthony, and Anthony is an attorney, actually a solicitor. Just a couple of quick comments on how England feel about it.
Enid, we're losing you.
You're breaking up.
We have to go.
I think it's an unparalleled act of aggression without any justification whatsoever. Nobody invited U.S. or the
Enid, we have to go.
Okay.
We're so sorry, but we were losing them.
There were sunspots over Italy or something like that. But that was Enid Goldstein from Rome, from Venice. And she's at Harry's Bar. And she's met a few buddies, and she wanted some of these Italians to share their political feelings with us, and they did, and I think they feel it's very similar. They reflect the opinion in this country, which is basically split, maybe a little bit more for towards Bush. That's about as far as politics we're going. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show with the Style Matters gals. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we're substituting for Enid today and tomorrow while she's in Venice living it up and getting to know the residents of Venice in a
Francesco, up-close
and personal manner. I must say I'm impressed with their English. But we have a fantastic show planned for you today. In the first hour, we're going to be talking with the love guru.
The sexpert.
In honor of Valentine's Day coming up. And in hour two and three, we are going to be talking about a topic Evelinda and I have been wanting to explore in depth for years. And that is the whole issue of obesity in America. How is it impacting our economy? What does it mean for our children, for our taxes, for our health insurance? We're going to be talking with some economists. We're going to be talking with nutritionists. We're going to be talking with bariatric surgeon here in town who does those stomach stapling operations. We're going to be talking with two patients who've actually had the procedure done, the surgery done. So you are not going to want to miss a minute of this show because this, I mean, it is such a timely topic, obesity. First of all, the Denver Post just did a story earlier in the week how obesity is growing in Colorado. And there's a convention going on for people in the low carbohydrate industry, right?
As we speak,
that's going on. So this is a very, very timely topic for Denver, and we're glad we could be here with you to explore it.
And we'll finish that with the dietitian, as Judy said, that you can, well, you can call into everyone, but you'd be able to call in and ask them your personal diet questions, maybe help her help you find the needs that are going to help you achieve your personal health goals. So you're listening to Style Matters Live on AM 1150 KNRC for the Enid Goldstein Show. It is 303-382-1150, and we're now going to open up the line since we're not hooked up to Venice, and we're going to do a whole love thing.
Yes, we are. I mean, we know Valentine's Day is coming up. And
you should be planning.
Right. We don't want to dash your hopes, but, you know, love has become... It's a business, and it's also become pretty technological. I mean, all right, listen to this. You know, every year in Las Vegas, there's this huge consumer electronics show where they unveil all their new cool products, some of which eventually will get to us, right?
Okay.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago was the show. Listen to what they unveiled. It is a new software program called the Love Detector.
And what does it do?
Okay,
this is
what
it does.
Right. This was developed by a company called Nemesis Cisco, okay, and they're a voice analysis technology firm. That's what they do on voice analysis, okay? So on the Love Detector, which costs $50 a pop for the software, okay, it's a microphone that's equipped to your desktop computer or your handheld. You can attach this microphone almost any place. Then you dial up the person that you think you love or that you think loves you, and you talk to them.
And
this little machine analyzes their voice, and they are able to tell you whether they love you or not.
By your voice. Well, that, when
by your voice.
Voices supposedly get higher when they're around a man that they have a crush on, right?
Really?
I heard that years ago. So is that true?
I know. This is very – it uses a set of algorithms, and it charts frequency fluctuations and that reflect people's concentration, anticipation, embarrassment, and ultimately – their affection. They can make such fine definitions, okay, that they can actually tell you whether the person's in love with you or in lust with you.
Oh, get out.
That's what they claim, okay? This is called the Love Detector. If you're interested, it's Nemesis Cisco, N-E-M-E-S-Y-S-C-O. That's the company.
So you're going to walk around the singles bar carrying this thing, saying, talking to this honey?
Yeah, well, they got to get to know you a little bit. Maybe not. If you just want to know if they lust after you, they just have to, you know, you just look at you and then here, say speak into the microphone.
Oh, come on. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman and my co-host is Judy Schwartz. And our phone number here is 303-382-1150. And we're going to spend a little time with you talking about Valentine's Day. We want to hear your opinions, what you're doing for Valentine's Day, what you're buying, and are you going to carry, what's this thing called?
The love detector.
So after the break, we're going to have sex expert. Dr. Ava Cadell, you've seen her on ABC. You've seen her on all sorts of national media, CNN, VH1. She's the sex guru of all gurus, to talk to us about a love contract that we must all carry around in our back pockets now. Thank you, Kobe Bryant. So right after the break, she will answer your consent questions, I guess, is what it's all about. We'll be right back.
Across Denver and the Front Range, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Work for someone you love, you. Are you looking for a satisfying career helping others? Join the trillion-dollar wellness revolution by becoming a body-mind specialist. You can become a psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist and open your private practice upon graduation from Day of Miracles School. Your training is unique, spiritual, fun, and comprehensive. Sharpen your own awareness, listening, and communication skills. Take the weekend training to learn the psychology of the subconscious mind. The subconscious directly accesses the body, mind connection, and inner wisdom. Hypnotherapy is effective for smoking cessation, reducing stress and anxiety, releasing past traumas, creating better relationships, and much more. The dynamic training teaches you innovative skills of interactive hypnotherapy. Day of Miracles School is a licensed occupational school, and you're invited to call 303-777-2555. Classes begin February and September. Please mention KNRC to receive a tuition discount and CD about the program. Call 303-777-2555.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Bet Your Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Miss the Colorado Symphony Orchestra's performance of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, Wagner's Overture to the Flying Dutchman, Barber's Adagio for Strings, and more on January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at www.coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Dominic Brascia.
And I'm Bill Thorpe.
Join us weeknights from 6 to 9 here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now back to Enid Goldstein.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. It's 1222 in the morning, and the phone number here is 303-382-1150. But guess what? Enid's in Venice.
Right. We're not Enid.
We're not Enid.
We're the Style Matters gals. We're filling in for Enid today, and we're extremely honored. And it does take two for
it does
us to take
Enid's
her place.
Place.
Yes. But our show is normally on KNRC, Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. You know us if you read the Rocky Mountain News. We're in the Spotlight section every Thursday. Our column is in there today. A column is called Style Matters, and we write about shopping and fashion and the beauty industry. But on Saturday mornings, we talk about more lifestyle issues. In fact, we discuss everything but politics and sports.
That's right, and we've planned a great show for you. And right now, for the rest of the hour, we've been doing sort of a Valentine's Day thing.
Sort of a pre-Valentine's Day thing to kind of get you in the mood.
Get you in the mood. And we've got the pleasure of having with us Dr. Ava Cadell. Welcome, Dr. Ava.
Thank you.
Dr. Ava Cadell is a sexologist, right?
That's right.
She's been called the sex guru of all gurus by Red Book Magazine. You've seen her on CNN, MTV, VH1, Style and Lifetime, and she caught our interest because she has written and has out there for the public a consent form.
Yes, it's a sexual consent form or a sex contract, if you will.
Tell us about that. I mean, what does it do? What do I need it for?
Well, I created it so that there would be no confusion or miscommunication as far as sexual consent is concerned. It obviously protects men from conniving women who may bring false charges of sexual misconduct for financial gain. And it also protects women. It's a way for a man to ask permission to make love to a woman. And, of course, she doesn't have to sign it if she's not ready for intimacy.
But wait a minute, Dr. Ava, because you are a sex expert, so you counsel people on how to achieve the best sex life they can have.
Correct.
At what point does the contract come out?
Good question. Certainly well
right
before
some other things come out.
Way before you're naked, way before the condom comes out. This is something that you would bring out over dinner and discuss. It's a way to talk about sex before you actually do it. And that's one of the big problems with our society is people don't know how to talk about sex. This is a way to bring it up, a way to bring up, you know, what kind of things you do want to do together. Find out if you are sexually compatible.
But wait a minute. Between the lobster and the dessert, you may have changed your mind, and now you've signed this thing.
Well, okay, that's a good point, too. If you change your mind, you change your mind. I mean, then you just...
What do I say? Give me the form back?
Sure, let's tear it up. I mean, yeah, absolutely. If you change your mind, then you don't go upstairs or go back to his place.
So let's pick a real-life example, which is so appropriate here in Colorado, which is the whole Kobe Bryant issue, right?
Right, right.
Give us a scenario how that would have worked with Kobe and this hotel employee.
Okay, well, from what I hear, I mean, one hears so many things. Apparently, he called down and asked her to bring up some extra towels. Did you hear that?
Well, all right. We'll buy that.
We'll
that's
buy
fine.
We hear everything now.
I heard that, and let's say that's what happened.
Okay.
Because, supposedly she went up there when she wasn't working, but whatever.
Right. Well, I guess she'd finished working.
Right.
And maybe she said, I'll bring them up when I'm off duty. But let's assume that this was the case. So she goes upstairs to his room. He obviously has sex on his mind, and she obviously is anticipating the same thing. I mean, they're both old enough, you know, to realize what's going on. The smart thing would have been for him to say, you know, I am interested in being intimate with you. I find you very attractive. But before we do anything, I'd really like you to sign this sexual consent form so there will be no miscommunication afterwards. Are you interested? And then if she says, yes, I am, you know, I find you attractive as well, then he brings out the consent form. And on the consent form, it says that I hereby declare under penalty of perjury that I'm over 18 years old. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
So she would sign her name there. Then it says that both parties agree that this is a private agreement not to be disclosed to any third party except in the case of an accusation. So they both sign their names there. And then it says that by initialing the following sexual activities, one agrees to engage in all or some of the following consensual acts.
Oh, my gosh. We get that kind of detail.
It lists them? Like what? And remember, we're on radio.
I understand. It starts out with kissing and fondling. So if you want to do that.
You can initial that.
Then it gets more explicit and goes into oral copulation and intercourse. And then it even says other to be specified. And that's where you can get into your own personal sexual proclivities, whatever they may be.
This is when Judy pulls out the pink ropes.
Well, the pink ropes?
It's very specific. Now, the most important part after this is there's a final paragraph that says that I further declare that at this time I'm not under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or medication.
Or schizophrenic.
And engage in consensual sex with, and you put the name. And then it says, and intend, the word is intend, not to change my mind before the sex act is over. However, it is further understood that if I, for any reason, say the words code red, that means I have serious emotional or physical problems, and my partner agrees to stop instantly. And I picked something as drastic a phrase as code red because the words no and stop have been used far too frivolously, and guys like Kobe don't always understand that it really does mean no and stop.
So wait a minute.
Sometimes women say stop and they mean go.
So Dr. Kadek, Ava, you're going down the list and you've checked off the top three things and now you're about to hit level four. You say code red and they have to stop and that's in the contract.
Isn't that the problem with Kobe Bryant to begin with? Isn't that how he got into trouble to begin with? He didn't stop.
The trouble is that she said no and stop, and he said that she didn't. So that was the problem. And who knows, maybe she did say, no, please stop, I don't like it, I think I want to go. And guys like Kobe don't understand that. I mean, if you really want a man to stop, you have to scream it in his face. You know, you have to threaten to call someone. If necessary, you have to kick him where it hurts. I mean, women have to take responsibility for saying, that they don't want it anymore. And that's why I came up with this phrase, which lets a man know that in no uncertain terms, if she says that phrase, there's going to be big trouble.
Got it. All right. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show with Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of Style Matters Live, substituting for Enid. Enid is in Venice, that lucky little lady. You can call us to chat at 303-382-1150, and we are talking with Dr. Ava Kadel, who is the author of The Love Contract. Now, Dr. Ava, let me ask you something. Have any of these actually been used in court and stood up to a test of the law?
They haven't yet because it's pretty much a pioneering situation, but people are using them on university campuses, celebrities are using them, and, it's less likely to reach court because two people have signed it, but if it does go to court and if Kobe did have this, it would have to be taken into consideration by the jury.
So from now on, when we ask Dr. Kadel, when we ask someone to go out to dinner with us, we also say, and please bring your attorney so they can review my consensual form.
Not necessarily. I mean, a consensual form is a piece of paper with two signatures that proves that you both have a certain mindset. It's not necessary to have a witness or have an attorney. I mean, of course, any contract can be disqualified or contested, even a will or a prenup. But it's better than having nothing.
All right. Well, if our listeners want to find the contract, is it on the web?
Yeah, it's free. It's on my website at avacadell.com, AvaCadell. And they can just print it out, absolutely.
I assume you've run it by attorneys and stuff.
Oh, indeed. In fact, my husband's a top criminal defense attorney, and he helped me to write it, and then I ran it by some other civil attorneys as well. So, yeah, this isn't something I just threw out there without checking it first.
I mean, is this something a mother might want to give her daughter?
It is. I mean, as I said,
You want to protect your son.
And your son, yeah, but I'm thinking, I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, is it something you'd want to give your kids along with, packing them with their pillows and linens for college? You hand them a copy of this contract?
Well, it can't hurt. I mean, you don't have to be rich and famous, to be protected by this. I mean, if you get accused of something, it can mean losing your freedom and your reputation. So
if you're looking for Dr. Kadel's sexual consent form, you can find it at www.dr.com.
No, just
avacadell.com. Avacadell, AvaCadell.com. And also, Dr. Kadel, they can see you. You are now a regular contributor to Blind Date and Extreme Dating, two reality TV shows, correct?
And Fox News. And CNN, some other, more credible TV programs than Blind Date. But I do a myriad of different television shows.
Well, that's wonderful, and we want to thank you for taking time to explain your sexual consent contract, and I guess it's something else women need to now carry in their purses. Another thing besides the lipstick.
Just a piece of paper, though.
And don't forget the piece of paper. Thank you so much,
thank
Dr. Kadel.
All right. I mean, I'm shocked here.
You're shocked?
I mean, talk about losing the spontaneity of the whole dating, the passion. I mean, now you have to not only bring protection, you have to bring a pen, you have to bring paper. I mean...
And a contract. And we would love to know how many of you are actually going to carry these. If you have an opinion on this, are you going to carry a contract, and when do you pull it out? Call us at 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Jordan, our gorgeous board op, is over there laughing. I don't think he's carrying any of these around,
Well,
when are you going to pull it out, Jordan? I mean, right before...
She said over dinner. What I would do is I would pull it out after he's paid. Okay? Can I just make a little modification on Dr. Cadell's? Okay?
That's right.
So you wait till after he's picked up the check, then you whip out the contract.
That's right.
Yeah, but I mean, here, I don't know. I mean, and the whole list of everything you're willing to do?
I don't know.
I suppose you could predefine the whole thing. Okay, I'm going to do this on the second date. I'm going to do this on the fourth date. After you buy me jewelry at this price level,
I'll do anything you want.
I'll do this on that date. I mean,
wrap me in mink and it's all yours, baby.
Right, that's right. You give me a mink coat or a one-carat diamond, I'll tear up that contract.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Erman, and my co-host is Judy Schwartz, and we're filling in for Enid while she is in sunny Italy. But it's a beautiful day here, too.
Yeah,
we're
it is,
take
but a lot warmer, I would guess, in sunny Venice.
Right, we're going to take a quick break, and after the break, we will. Do we have any more love stuff coming up after
the break?
We got
some more love stuff, and that is kissing. How dangerous is it? It's plenty dangerous.
We'll be right back. You look at the news. KNRC news, news analyst Tim McLaughlin.
Thanks. Partly cloudy, 38 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. Denver police continue investigating an overnight homicide. So far, investigators know only that the victim is a male. They don't yet have an identity or age on the victim. So far, no word on a suspect either. The Rocky Mountain News is reporting that the Jeffco Sheriff's Office has in its possession a diary that was kept by Wayne Harris, the father of Columbine killer Eric Harris, in the time before the massacre nearly 5 years ago. Jeffco investigators still refuse to say what's in the notebook or whether it sheds light on the shootings. Littleton police are searching for the purse of the woman who was murdered at a Littleton gift shop over the weekend. The purse and its contents weren't with the body of Rhonda Holland, but police think it might help them find the killer. The purse is white leather with brown leather on both ends and some decorative accents on the front. Call Littleton police with any information. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche have another road game tonight in Atlanta against the Thrashers. Avs beat the Florida Panthers 6-5 last night. Have you separated from military service and wish you had never left? Join the Air National Guard, work part-time, and earn retirement benefits. Call 1-800-2GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:36.
Come on, one more scoop and you're done with the driveway.
Oh.
Now for the hard part, standing up straight, because your back is stuck at a 45-degree angle. But it won't be for long with a ThermaCare heat wrap. Put ThermaCare on your back, neck, or shoulder. Get 8 hours of deep-down powerful heat. So tight muscles relax and you feel relief. Get ThermaCare in the pain reliever aisle. Then head back outside. Because the snowplow just left you a present.
Hey, what are you doing on the computer?
Believe it or not, I just finished our taxes.
Come on.
Yeah, with TurboTax software.
Are you sure we did it right?
Yes. TurboTax asks you simple questions, and it puts the answers on all the right forms.
What if we made a mistake?
Well, it checks for errors and missed deductions, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Whoa.
I know. So now I can print our return and mail it, or file it electronically, and we're done.
I've always liked that TurboTax.
Really?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
KNRC News Time is 12:37. Time to go to Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound I-225 approaching Yosemite. Sounds like a disabled vehicle there. Could be in a lane of traffic. We're not just sure just yet. Denver police are responding in there to take care of that. Everything else in the freeway system looks very, very good this late in the lunch hour. Southbound Colorado, south of Kentucky, a three-car accident in the clearing stages. Police need a tow truck, though, to get rid of one of those cars. And Colfax and Franklin there on Capitol Hill, a minor collision also in the clearing stages. Tired of the same old reality shows? Why not watch a show with real value? Watch Billy Graham tonight on KMGH Channel 7 at 7. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to again be inching up over the next couple of days. It'll be partly cloudy through the afternoon with a high around 48, mainly clear tonight with a low of 19. There'll be more sunshine for us on Friday. Nice way to end up the work week with highs in the mid-50s, partly cloudy and low 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 39 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:39. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Warm up your winter with a roof-raising celebration of the music and times of electrifying jazz legend Alberta Hunter, told in the key of blues. The new Denver Civic Theater at 721 Santa Fe Drive presents a loving tribute to an icon of the blues, legendary songstress Alberta Hunter, whose international career spans a century. Cooking at the Cookery played to record-breaking crowds throughout the country, including Phoenix, New York, and Chicago. Critics agree the show is red-hot, astonishing, electrifying, delicious entertainment. Cooking at the Cookery, set in 1977, is written, directed, and choreographed by Marion J. Caffey. It stars Tony nominee Ernestine Jackson and Janice Lorraine, who impersonates Hunter with sass, energy, and musical savvy, said Donald Lyons of the New York Post. Tickets just $40, Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m., weekend matinees at 3 p.m., Sunday at 7 p.m. Special $30 price on Wednesdays. On sale at Ticket West Outlets, King Supers, by calling 866-464-2626 or at www.denvercivic.com.
KNRC Market Watch.
Winning stocks are in a tussle right now with losing stocks at the New York Stock Exchange. While losing stocks are clearly calling the shots over at the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 12, the NASDAQ is falling 13, and the S&P 500 is dropping 1. Pretty heavy volume as we navigate our way through another day of trading. 1.1 billion shares traded at the big board, 1.6 billion over at the NASDAQ. Sara Lee is slipping a dollar today. The company that makes everything from Hanes underwear to Jimmy Dean sausages says income is down some 10%. AT&T Wireless is losing a quarter after confirming it's thinking about a sale or merger with another company. Given all this, S&P says it is now reviewing its credit rating for the cell phone company. And the head of Deere is joining the board at Verizon. Robert Lane will serve as a director there starting March 1st. Again, the Dow is up some 12 points. John Wardock from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. Enid is in lovely sunny Venice. She called us earlier in the hour. But you have the pleasure of substitutes. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we host Style Matters Live every Saturday morning, 10 to noon on AM 1150, KNRC. And if you listen to us on Saturdays, you know our show format is a little different than Enid's. First of all, there's two of us. Second of all, we don't discuss politics or sports. Of course, Enid doesn't discuss sports.
No.
No. But we don't touch politics at all.
Enid made us a little bit today.
Yeah.
We didn't want to.
Right. She had some Italians call in to give their opinions on Butch.
Butch.
But we're a lifestyle radio show. We talk about anything, any topic that interests us except for sports and politics, because we know you can get that elsewhere. We know politics is covered very thoroughly.
And right
and
after
very
us.
Very balanced on KNRC.
And right after us, Doug Caleb will be on.
Exactly. So we've been talking this hour about love. We're trying to get people into the mood for Valentine's Day. And we had with us Dr. Ava Cadell, who has developed the love contract. And
we have a caller, Bob, who wants to talk about the love contract.
Oh, great. Bring on Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello there. How are you?
You want to know where a man puts his cell phone?
Well,
we have one suggestion.
Well,
it'll look like you're packing a lot.
I tell you what, this is the way it is. I don't know if I have a contract for walking down the street with my pants falling down, but I've got a cell phone and I've got a pager and all this junk hooked onto my belt. I look like one of the repairmen in the New York City condo, and it looks really bad. What can I do with this stuff?
What can you do with the contract? We don't understand. Would you ever sign this thing?
Would you ever just, excuse the expression, whip out this contract?
Well, is there a place on it for standing up in a canoe?
Yes, I think that's under other. Remember, she had an other category. So if you like standing up in a canoe, you can fill in that
fill
other
in the blank,
line.
Honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Ava was a real hoot, I thought.
We thought so, too. We just don't know how she expects people to actually pull this thing out and then talk about it.
It's a great publicity gimmick, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what the purpose is, but underlying it sure gives Ava a lot of points on the radio.
Listen, all over the national news.
Oh.
She's been everywhere. You know, so this could have made her. You know what I'm mad about, Bob? I'm mad I didn't think about this.
Well, That's right. And get a patent or copyright or
that's right.
Or
well, you'll have
and
to go to our website.
If you've been listening to the beginning of our show, there's one other thing that you could be hanging off your belt, and that's the love detector.
Yes, I heard that.
So you can know whether, you know what, that you should have that. It should be paired with the contract because you're sitting at dinner, you're having a quiet conversation. Meanwhile, she doesn't know you're analyzing her voice, and you could see whether, you know, should it stop or go, right?
I think it's a fascinating concept. I think you have to have your batteries up at all times.
Absolutely.
Yes,
Bob. You want those batteries charged.
And you know what, Bob? What we want to tell men out there, you don't need the contract. You don't need any of that stuff. You just need real jewelry and a fur coat. That'll get you whatever you want.
Trust me, if Kobe had given this woman that, we wouldn't be reading about it today.
Bob, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, still I'm walking with a list on one side here. I got all this heavy equipment on my belt, and I just don't know how to handle it.
I think you need one of those things that is a phone. It's a Palm Pilot. It does everything at once. You need to. This is the year you need to consolidate.
Okay, I'll get one with a flush toilet.
Whatever.
Thanks,
well, thank
Bob.
You.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Now, Judy, you were going to quiz me on kissing?
Right. Now, this is something you won't hear on Enid's show. Okay? You're listening to Style Matters Live. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Irvin.
And we're substituting today for Enid Goldstein, who is in Venice. Normally, our show's on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. And you can also read us in the Rocky Mountain News.
Today.
Actually, you can read us today. We have a very interesting column, if I must say so myself, on plastic surgery acupuncture.
Yeah, acupuncture through plastic surgery through acupuncture.
Yes, acupuncture that will give you faceless.
That's right.
All right, so if you're interested in that, it's in the spotlight section of the Rocky Mountain News. Our column is in the spotlight section every week in the Rocky Mountain News. Okay, kissing. All right, I got some very interesting facts here. First of all, did you know that the average person spends 2 weeks of their lives kissing?
In total? Really?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Okay, that's a lot of saliva swapping.
You think?
Yeah.
That seems to be longer than that.
All right.
Out of 80, what's the average lifespan? 81?
I don't know, but you spend a third of your life sleeping. So now we know a third of your life is wasted on sleeping. 2 weeks is on kissing. And for us, another third is shopping.
There you go. We're dead.
That's right. All right, let's go back to let's leave our couple who's at the table and he's whipped out the contract. He's picked up the bill, hopefully before you've shown him the contract, and he's had dessert. All right.
Okay.
This is a potential problem because if you kiss a guy.
I get his calories.
If you kiss a guy within 20 minutes of him eating dessert, he may pass on to you an acidic cocktail of bacteria and sugars that can cause cavities and lead to gum disease and tooth loss.
That is so gross. But you know what? I'm more concerned about the calories. Can I get fat kissing a guy after dessert?
This is from the great medical journal, by the way, Marie Claire.
My favorite.
Okay. because they have the best medical information. Forget the New England Journal of Medicine. All right. So what do you do about this? Because if you kiss a guy after, and it's not only dessert, anytime a guy eats anything sweet.
Right. Now he has to bring a contract and a toothbrush.
Exactly.
And floss.
We're loading up. He's a man bag.
You know how Bob just said? He doesn't have to carry all his stuff. We're coming in with a wheelbarrow on our next date.
Okay, so this is exactly what you have to do. You're absolutely right. He has to brush and floss, rinse, or chew sugar-free gum before he kisses you.
Oh, to hell, just outlaw Valentine's Day.
Add that to the conditions of your love contract. All right?
Okay.
How about this? Kissing can spread herpes simplex, which is the virus responsible for cold sores. So, if your boyfriend has a cold sore.
Or girlfriend.
Whatever. Stay away.
Yeah.
You don't want to be kissing anyone that's got a cold sore.
Well,
you don't want them near your body. Right.
You can kiss them.
Well, not on their cold sore.
Right.
Okay. Just say, you know what? I'm taking a moratorium on kissing till that ugly, scabby, oozing little thing goes away.
Okay.
That's what you say. Okay. It's not romantic, but
I love your adjective. Oozy, scabby, ugly
little thing. Okay. So that takes. All right. What else about kissing? Suppose you have allergies. Suppose you're allergic to peanuts, which is becoming a more and more common allergy.
And he eats peanuts. Now
and then you
to
kiss him. Honey, you could be in anaphylactic shock. You could be on your way to the hospital, which means he better carry a syringe of something to get you out of that shock.
Well, stop,
epinephrine.
Stop.
Epinephrine he's got to carry. Yeah.
I've got the contract, the toothbrush to floss, and now allergy medication.
Yes.
Okay.
Emergency allergy medication. Because if it's on his breath or on his tongue and you have a real smooch, you could have an allergic reaction.
Hmm.
Okay. And, of course, what we all know kissing can cause mononucleosis. In fact, it's known as the kissing disease. So you want to be very careful about that. Now, here's some healthy reasons to kiss. All
right? It burns calories?
Yes, it burns. Well, listen to this. It burns 24 calories for every 15 minutes you kiss. It's not worth it to lip lock for 15 minutes. I'd rather run up and down the stairs to build muscle, too. I'm not lip locking for 15 minutes. I'll suffocate.
For 24 calories.
It's not worth it. Okay. Huh. But okay. In case you do like to kiss, think about the caloric burning going on there. It's very good. Now, here's another interesting thing. Kissing is meditative.
Okay.
It can bring your focus to the present moment and help you release tension, says Joy Davidson, a Seattle sex therapist. These sex therapists, they just make up stuff, don't they? Okay? And various forms of touching, including kissing, and probably some of the other things that are on the list of the love contract, releases oxytocin.
That relaxes
your
brain, yeah.
Right,
a
hormone.
Yeah.
All right, it relaxes your brain, and it's the same hormone that creates mother-child bonding.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
All right, now we've got time for one more interesting fact about kissing.
One more. Cause,
all right, we've always been told that you cannot kiss when you have a cold.
Because
I know
cold.
Mr. Style Matters tells me that.
Okay? Yeah.
Because he's also Dr. Style Matters. It's a lie.
Oh.
Honey, it's a lie. Okay? You feel free to kiss if one of you has a cold. It's actually healthier than holding hands. You cannot spread germs through a kiss. It's much more likely to spread germs if you take if you touch a person's nose.
You know what he's telling
eyes,
you? Because while you're drooling and ooky and icky when you're sneezing,
yeah,
you don't
want to kiss me. You're probably right.
So now he's saying, honey, I'm going to catch a cold.
It's much worse. You have much higher chance of catching a cold if you touch, if the virus reaches the lining of your nose. And the only way it can get there is through your eye or your nose. It cannot get there through kissing. All right?
Okay.
So, but beware, because you don't want him kissing you around your eyes or nose. So if you're sick, he can only kiss you on the mouth, no other place on your face.
Well, we're going to give you one tiny happy way to end Valentine's. Our whole Valentine's Day production here will end with this. Are you ready for this? A Louisville psychologist, Michael Cunningham, found that while men had a 50-50 chance of picking up a woman with a direct approach, like, hi, my name is Jordan, I like you, their chances fell by 20% when they said something like, haven't we met before? That women don't like cliches. However, women who approach men with a cliche have a 90% success rate.
Oh, listen, a woman just has to walk by a man. They don't have to say anything. I mean, please, who doesn't know that? They had to do a scientific study for that?
Scientific study. And what does this study show? That men still are not hit upon as much as they want to be.
Of course. A woman just has to breathe. And in some cases, not even that.
And the guy will be happy.
Very happy.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show, but Enid is in Italy. And I'm Evelyn Derman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And we're the fill-ins for Enid. And we've got a fantastic hour coming up for you where we're going to tackle the whole obesity issue in America. Is it impacting your pocketbook, even if you're not obese? Stay tuned after the break. We will take that on.
Talk about news and debate the issues with Greg Dobbs, weekday morning 6 to 10, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. We have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil liquid gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil Relief.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Hi, I'm Bill Thorpe. The Imagination Makers Theater Company's professional adult actors present a performance of Another Point of View, Saturday, February 7th at 2 p.m. at the Boulder Public Library at 11th and Canyon Streets in Boulder. Another Point of View is a play written by high school students and is suitable for ages 12 to 18. Admission is free and a pizza party will follow the performance. For more information, call 303-441-3196.
Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more information. The Home Depot At Home Services, installation you can trust.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and helped them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS and H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And we are spending time with you while Enid is vacationing in Italy. We're a little jealous, but she called us at the beginning of the show and gave us, I guess she just picked up some Italians off the street and they gave us their political views.
No, they were
views.
In a bar. Give her some more credit.
She was at Harry's Bar.
Bar drinking that very famous drink, Bellini. The Bellini. And she called in, and she had Francesco talk to us, and Carlo. They spoke excellent English, and they were split about Bush.
And then we had a letter to
Bush, they said.
And then she had some, I think, some English guy that was going to really come down hard on Bush, but we lost the connection. We would have let him rant and rave.
Anyway, we are here with you today and tomorrow from noon to 3, while Enid's having a good time. And we are the Style Matters gals. You can read us every Thursday in the Spotlight section of the Rocky Mountain News. Our column is there today. It's called, coincidentally, Style Matters.
And, we're so clever.
That's right. And it's on cosmetic acupuncture. If you're interested in getting a facelift by having your body stuck up with needles, we can tell you how to do it and who to go to.
And for the cheap.
And for cheap. Sort of cheap. And our show normally is Saturday mornings 10 to noon. So if you haven't tuned in, it's lots of fun, and we'd love to have you join us. Right now, we're finishing out the hour before we deal with the second hour, which is going to be on obesity in America, which is a topic we've been dying to cover for quite a while. We want to finish up with our kind of pre-Valentine's Day love show. We've had the love doctor on, and she's telling us about the love contract, this contract that you need to present to a potential person you want to have relations with. It'll protect you legally so you don't get into Kobe Bryant's situation. And now we kind of want to end up with, wrap up the hour with, why pretty women make men stupid.
Was this a piece of research paid for by our government? Because I could have told them this for free.
Okay. Pretty women, they've now proved. Before, if you just suspected,
yeah,
it's now a fact. Pretty women make men stupid. And this is a little study that they did, according to New Scientist. All right? Pretty women scramble men's ability to assess the future. Okay?
Okay. They only care about the present.
Okay. So normally, human beings have this ability called discounting the future. And that is, if I say to you, you can have $10,000 today, but $50,000 in 5 years, what would you take?
$10,000 today or $50,000 in 5 years. I'll take the 50 grand because it's
right.
10 a year.
Right. This is called rational discounting. This is what we do as women.
Okay.
Nothing distracts us from taking the 50. Okay?
All right.
But men, all right, once they were shown pictures of pretty women, completely gave up the rational decision making. They decided, they said, well, yeah, sorry, but they're confused. I'll take the money now. I'll take the $10,000 now.
Oh, come on, man. Call in and defend yourself at 303-382-1150. I don't buy this.
Yes.
They give up 40 grand?
Well, yeah. They didn't use that big of numbers. They gave smaller numbers. But they said they could accept a check for between $15 and $35 tomorrow or one for $50 to $75 at some point in the future. And after looking at pictures of pretty women, they said, I'll just take the $15 now.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
I'll just tell now or tomorrow. You know why? Okay. I mean, could you guess why?
I've got one guess.
Okay, what's the guess?
I'm not going to say it on the radio.
I will then.
I need the consent form.
Okay, the consent form. Okay, so, no. Why? Because the scientists suspect that viewing pictures of pretty women is mildly arousing for men.
Duh.
And if we know, the blood can only go one place or the other place.
We know that.
Okay, and so... If you're sitting down with your husband to do financial planning, remove all photos or evidence of any kind of good-looking woman.
No.
Otherwise, he is not going to help you invest your money well.
But if you're sitting with your husband when he's mad at the Visa bill because you've been shopping for so long, do it in a negligee.
Exactly. If your husband doesn't like the Visa bill, wear a push-up bra to review it with him.
That's right. Suddenly, he's not going to care about those numbers.
Trust us. It's going to work.
And where else can you get advice like that other than AM 1150 KNRC? You're listening to The Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
We'll be back after the news.
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 38 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. Denver police and hazardous materials crews are searching a suspected meth lab on Capitol Hill. Officers were called to the apartment building on 12th Avenue between York and Josephine this morning. A woman who lives next door to the second-story apartment building told a local television station that she smelled gas coming from the apartment next door last night. The building has been evacuated. The street's been closed to traffic. While officers search the apartment for dangerous chemicals, we'll have more on this story as it develops. Denver police don't have many clues yet in the apparent murder of a man at 4161 Milwaukee overnight. Police were flagged down by a concerned citizen who had heard noises at the house. Police found the unknown victim with what appear to be gunshot wounds. Denver Police Detective Virginia Lopez says, even though DPD has little to go on, its investigators sure like to catch killers.
It's amazing to me, even being with this agency for the 15 years that I have, how these investigators can have absolutely nothing at the time of a call. And throughout their investigation and with the assistance sometimes of citizens in the community, they're able to develop a case strong enough to present it to the DA's office.
In addition to not having a suspect, police don't yet know the name or age of the victim. A new water plan to get water to the South Metro Denver area would take only 3 years to implement and would cost about $25 million. The plan would call for a 20-mile-long pipeline that would carry water out of Bar Lake, Minton Lake, and an aquifer near Brighton. Other plans that have been floated would cost from $2 billion to $4 billion and would take up to 45 years to finish. Water providers may decide tomorrow whether to fund a $10,000 study about the new proposal. Littleton police haven't been able to find the purse of Rhonda Holland, who was murdered at a Littleton gift shop over the weekend. The purse and its contents weren't with the body of the woman, and police think it may help them find the killer. They describe the purse as white leather with brown leather on both ends, plus some decorative accents on the front. Call police with any information. President Bush says the U.S. is marching to peace and freedom.
People say, well, what are you doing in the long term? Free societies do not breed terrorism. Free societies are peaceful nations. What we're doing for the long term, we're promoting freedom.
During a rally in Roswell, New Mexico, Bush proposed a nearly 10% increase in Homeland Security spending for the next year. Bush said America is safer because of the U.S.-led military invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. He also expressed renewed optimism about an economic recovery, saying things are looking pretty good. Bush phoned an anti-abortion rally in Washington from New Mexico and commended them for their work. The seven remaining Democratic candidates for president will go head-to-head tonight in a debate in New Hampshire. This will be the last time New Hampshire voters will be able to see all the candidates at once before next week's primary. The latest polls show Massachusetts Senator John Kerry leading former Vermont Governor Howard Dean for support in the Granite State. New Hampshire will hold the nation's first official primary election on Tuesday. NASA has been having problems for more than 24 hours communicating with the Spirit rover on Mars. Rory O'Neill reports.
At first, engineers thought poor communications with the Spirit were the result of poor weather conditions over a listening post in Australia. But project leader Peter Kaisinger says that's not the case.
We now know that we have had a very serious anomaly on the vehicle,
and our ability to determine exactly what has happened has been limited by our inability to receive telemetry from the vehicle.
The cause of the malfunction is unknown. Project engineers say there were no indications there were any problems on the rover. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Lab are still trying to contact Spirit using other satellites already in orbit around Mars. Rory O'Neill, Orlando.
A mass media researcher may know why so many reality shows become hits. Purdue University professor Glenn Sparks says people who have moved away from close friends and family in recent years connect with the regular people on the shows. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly half of all Americans moved between 1995 and 2000. Stocks continue lower at this hour. The Dow is down just over 5 points. The Nasdaq down more than 17. The S&P 500 down just about a point. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche skated to Atlanta tonight to face the Thrashers for the first time this season. Avs rallied last night to beat the Florida Panthers 6-5. The Denver Nuggets have the night off tonight as they prepare to head to the Big Easy to play the New Orleans Hornets. The Nuggets won at home last night, beating the Phoenix Suns 97-92. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Call 1-800-2GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
All right, then. The first thing we'll do is divide everyone into two groups. Those of you who travel less than once a month, please turn your volume dial counterclockwise. And might I advise you to get out more. You deserve it. The rest of you, esteemed airline pilots, flight attendants, millionaires, professional athletes, congrats, you've made the cut. And should concurrently visit locatingme.com, where you'll find a service designed to aid you and your family in an emergency. When you're away, you want your family to feel confident that they could contact you at any time. And further, that they have access to pertinent medical information from any computer in the world. LocatingMe.com does this and more. And because you're a special and unique individual, if you're not completely satisfied, return your ID cards within 30 days and your entire subscription price will be refunded. No obligation. This concludes our discussion. And homebodies, you may readjust the volume as you see fit.
Visit LocatingMe.com, where you'll never be out of touch.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I wish I had something to talk about because I'm afraid I'm going to get unemployed here if I don't talk about something soon, but there is nothing going on the freeways or on the surface streets in town right now. Wide open driving conditions, good traffic flow, good freeway speeds. So we'll take a second here and remind you about the traffic conditions around the Coliseum for the next 3 or 4 days. That's because of the stock show that's in town through Sunday. A lot of congestion on I-70 around the Coliseum and on some of the surface streets in that area too. So be on the lookout for that the next few days. When you're looking to buy or sell a home, look for a name that brings results. REMAX. There's a REMAX real estate office near you, so give them a call today. REMAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Nice days ahead. It'll be pleasant today and even milder tomorrow. We'll keep a mix of sun and clouds, topping out around 48 for the high. Fair skies tonight with a low of 19. A little more sunshine on Friday. Highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy and 53 on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 38 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
We are the two chatty gals from Style Matters Live. If you're wondering where Enid is, don't turn green with envy. She's in Venice, sunny Venice, having a Bellini at Harry's Bar. We know this because she called us in. She called in last hour and wanted to talk a little bit about politics, which this show is normally about. But you are with the Style Matters gals today and tomorrow. Our show is normally on AM 1150 KNRC from 10 to noon on Saturdays, where we discuss lifestyle issues.
That's right.
Anything that interests you, that interests us, except for sports and politics. We're leaving politics to Enid and to the rest of the great lineup at KNRC. But you can read us weekly in the spotlight section of the Rocky Mountain News. Our column is called Style Matters. It's in there today, and it's on cosmetic acupuncture. How can acupuncture really give you a facelift?
We hope so.
We hope so. We haven't tried it. If you tried it, let us know, because we'd be very interested. And if you've missed the last hour, we've been talking about the love connection and just sort of to get you into the pre-Valentine's mood for things. But this hour and next hour, we're going to be talking about a topic that's very serious, a growing problem, and I don't mean that as a pun. And it's a topic that Evelyn and I have been wanting to cover for a while, and we finally had enough time to line up a bunch of experts to bring this topic to you and to get your opinion and to get your feelings. And the issue is the topic of obesity in America. How is it affecting our health, our lifestyles, our economy? Let's look a little bit just right here in our own backyard in the state of Colorado, which still is, of all the 50 states, the thinnest state because of our love of the outdoors and because we tend to be of a somewhat of a younger population. What are the highest rate of obesity? West Virginia, 27% of that population is considered to be obese, with the rest of the southern states close behind. Unfortunately for Colorado, the rate of obesity has doubled since 1991, and we are heading in the same direction as West Virginia. And so we've got our first expert, which we're really excited about,
is Dr. Roland Sturm. Dr. Roland Sturm is a senior economist at the RAND Institute. You know, they're the think tank of California that do research on managed care and a multitude of other things. He has come out with two incredible papers. One is on how obesity is impacting the disability rates in this country, and also how obesity has a stronger impact right now potentially than drinking and smoking. So, Dr. Rand, welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Well,
we have beautiful weather. Like, it's not so cold here, and I was on a bike ride early this morning.
Oh, that's lovely. Were you in the San Francisco area?
No, we're Santa Monica.
Oh, lovely.
It's beautiful here, too. It's not that cold, but you're right. Compared to you, it's cold. We want to just start right off with, for those people who are not obese, and they're just saying, oh, I'm just sick of these people who have a weight problem, they need to deal with it. How is obesity impacting the rest of us?
Economically? In many ways. But first of all, I think your premise is kind of wrong, because it's not just there are a couple of fat people and it's their fault. But if you look at how trends are, well, all Americans are gaining weight, and some are over the threshold that we now consider obese. But it's really the full population has gaining weight and is shifting up here. Is that because all Americans have lost willpower? I mean, we're not talking about a small group here. We're talking about the majority of Americans as having problems. So I think it's really something that affects all of us. Now, how does it affect all of us? The big issue, obviously, is health. I mean, if it wouldn't affect health, we would care about, for say, life and style matters or physical attractiveness, but it's really a big health issue. And every additional pound of fat, well, it will increase your risk of getting chronic health problems.
Describe some of those, because I don't think people are aware of all of the physical manifestations that obesity can produce on your body. People don't, so you're fat, so why do you have knee problems? I mean, people don't connect those for us.
Probably the most common problems that you see is diabetes. Diabetes is a really serious chronic condition, and if you're obese, you have probably 4 or 5 times the risk of getting diabetes. So that's a very serious long-term problem. Of course, arthritis. It's not just the knees. You also get then your back pain problems, which will lead to disability and functional limitations. Then there are all the cardiovascular problems, hypertension, and leading then to heart disease. Probably some of that can be modified if you can still be overweight, and if you exercise, some of the risk will be reduced a little bit. But in general, it is. You know, obesity will lead to rather serious health problems. If you just let's look at how it affects healthcare costs. And an obese person versus a non-obese person has about a 1/3 higher healthcare costs.
Wow.
If you go to severe obesity, which is a body mass index of 35, now body mass index is how we usually assess people.
And what
is a measure? It's the your weight in kilograms divided by your height in meters squared. And you can also do that in pounds, but I can't give you that formula off the top of my head. If you go to the websites of the CDC, cdc.gov, the Centers for Disease Control, you have all those conversion factors. You can assess your own weight here. Okay, but roughly, let's say somebody who's 100 pounds overweight.
Wait, I think we've got something just so that people can understand what you're talking about. If you're 5 feet 4 inches and weigh 174 pounds, or 5 foot 10 inches and weighing 209 pounds, that's the cutoff for obesity?
Yeah, and I would say for somebody my size, I'm about 5'9", a little over 200, that's where obese starts. That means 30, 40 pounds overweight.
Okay. And then you said that someone who is severely obese, what the percentage, what's the increase of their health care costs?
No, severe obesity, I think that's kind of the scariest part. Severe obesity, I'm talking about somebody about 100 pounds overweight.
Yes.
And their health care costs are essentially double that of what a regular person.
Can you attach a dollar amount to that?
I can attach you a dollar amount for the healthcare group we've recently studied, which is the people 50 to 70.
Yes.
And going from moderate obesity to severe adds another $3,000 to $4,000 a year.
Wow.
Okay, and also you said something very interesting, which is that it's not just that these people are going to impact our health system, or the epidemic is impacting our health system. It's going to impact us in the future with disability rates, correct?
Yeah, certainly.
And how is that going to impact us, our disability rates? Because they retire earlier?
No, because they're really sicker. And like you mentioned, the knee problems. Well, they start off with a little bit of knee pain when they're 40, and then the inability to just walk anywhere by the time they're in their early 60s. If you look over sort of the long-term, or even just recently for the last 15 years, younger Americans have become more disabled, higher disability rates among younger Americans. And that's kind of shocking because for many years, for all of last century, people were getting healthier. Every year, people were getting healthier.
For the last century, people were getting healthier every year.
Yeah, and now we see it just in the last decade that the younger group, people over 40 to 50, 50 to 60, they're in fact getting sicker. They're now more disabled than they were in the past.
And is that due to weight gain?
Well, it's hard to find any other reason.
Interesting.
That
is very interesting. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. The phone number here is 303-382-1150, but we are holding all phone calls during Dr. Sturm's interview. So listen to him. He's brilliant. He's got a lot to say. We'll try to ask everything, and you can then call again afterwards. You had also mentioned that you've just released a study that alcohol and cigarette smoke are having less of an impact on our medical problems than obesity?
Yes, which actually came out a while ago. It was last year.
Okay.
The reason why we're doing it, we get bombarded all the time by health warnings, from everything from sleep apnea to smoking to, any condition you can think of. But there never is a comparison to really establish what are priorities. Now, that was exactly the point we were trying to do. Let's put things use the same data, really compare obesity, problem drinking, smoking, being overweight, and other health habits. And as it turns out, obesity really came out as being associated with the worst healthcare costs and the biggest reduction in quality of life. It was like aging 20 years, like aging from 30 to 50.
If you with the obesity gain, is that someone who's severely obese or just someone?
No, this is the typical moderate obesity that by now more than a quarter of the U.S. population is.
More than a quarter of the U.S. population is severely obese.
No, it's obese, moderately obese.
Moderately
talking about the typical obesity.
Okay. And about what weight? Is that 50 pounds?
That's like 30 pounds. 30 pounds or more.
30 pounds or more. And that's like reducing 20 years off of your life, the way your body reacts?
No, you're not going to be dying 20 years earlier, but you feel like you're 20 years older.
Okay.
And that is the big difference. See, there's a lot of discussion about mortality. Yes, if you're obese, you probably die earlier. But the main effect is not that you die earlier. You're going to be sick and feel miserable for much longer.
All right.
The conditions that are associated with obesity, like diabetes, they're not deadly. It's not like lung cancer from smoking. But you're going to be sick for a long time, and you have rather unpleasant side effects from this, like getting blind, losing your leg through amputation. And also, the ugly things that come with diabetes.
And you were talking about the cost on our disability rates, but according to the National Business Group of Health, that obesity costs the U.S. companies more than $12 billion a year in medical costs and lost productivity because these people call in sick to work more often.
That seems kind of an awfully low number, I would say.
$12 billion?
I think the problem is really much bigger. If you really try to sum it all up, you'll probably get more in the range of between $70 and $100 billion.
Whoa.
Just on healthcare costs.
So, I mean, just do a little forecasting for us here. What is this going to do? What can we expect will happen to our healthcare system as these people in their 40s and 50s get older?
Probably the biggest problem will be for Medicare. Let's see. Let's look at, again, I cannot do the whole Medicare population, but I can tell you something about people from between 50 to 70. So the younger half of that will definitely still be in private insurance. If you look at where we are currently, you have about between 6 and 10% of the medical expenditures are really related to obesity. For the group 50 to 70, it's probably more like 12%. If the trends continue as they are, we'll be over 20% attributed to obesity alone. So a fifth of our healthcare expenditures just for obesity.
It's unbelievable.
And it's just unbelievable.
And it's unbelievable. And you also talked about some side costs, such as the fact that the ambulances need to be reformatted to hold the girth of these people, or the hospital beds.
Yeah, right. Now we're talking about sort of the different group, the severely obese, which is something that basically did not exist 20, 30 years ago. That was a very unusual situation, usually people who had some other genetic problems. Now, severe obesity, we're talking people who are more than 100 pounds overweight. That rate has increased in the last 15 years from 1 in 200 to 1 in 50. That has quadrupled.
1 in 50 people are severely obese?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's not a weird thing we're making up. These are the weights people really report themselves. And if you measure their weight, it turns out their rate is even a little bit higher than 1 in 50.
Wow. And you're defining severely obese as being 100 pounds
over. Yeah, at least 100 pounds overweight.
So 1 in 50, that's a lot of people.
You probably don't see that many in Colorado, and here in the beach areas in California, you also don't see that many. But the rates are, I mean, it's concentrated in the deep south, areas like Michigan, more on the east coast certainly.
But we have seen
Alaska.
We have seen where there's a company that has to make caskets, for burial caskets for people who are obese, and their business is booming because they're these double-wide caskets.
Yeah, and for doctor offices, provider offices, and hospitals, they really have to invest a lot in more equipment that can accommodate the severely obese patients. It's not just the wheelchairs, it's also imaging equipment, bariatric lifts, because nurses cannot turn over somebody who weighs 400 pounds.
Correct. Well, what are you? Is the RAND Corporation doing any studies to help America deal with this?
We do various things. We're starting from trying to do study some employer programs if employers can have an impact. To some other studies. We're really not in the business of doing interventions like large scale changes of the society. We'll see what other programs work at the moment. However, the news isn't that great. There's really not much that works. Actually, Colorado has a great program. This Colorado on the Move.
Yes,
right.
We know about that.
Extended to America on the Move.
Right, where we count our walks.
Walks of steps.
Right.
So that's one of the most promising things I've seen so far.
Now, obesity is impacting the world. I mean, we're the leaders. We're the heaviest of all, but it's impacting the world, correct?
Yeah, but, right, we can be proud.
We can
probably claim we're number one, at least among the big countries. Actually, there are some Pacific islands that have even more of a problem, but among the big countries, yes. However, Britain is doing the best to catch up, and their rates are increasing at about the same rate. So I think the last calculations I did, in about between 6 to 10 years, they would catch up with us.
Wow.
At least to catch up where we are now. So I'm sure we're not standing still.
No. So before we let you go, we just want to go over some statistics that we can continue with our show. You're saying that it's about $70 billion in additional health care costs. It's double the cost for a severely obese person to have medical health costs compared to an average-sized person. And we're increasing. What percentage of America is obese now, did you say?
It depends how you measure it. If you rely on their self-report, what people tell you their height and weight, it's around 22%. If you objectively measure, it turns out to be a lot higher because people underreport their weight. Now about healthcare costs, there are a lot of different numbers floating around, and you can't really nail it down. I mean, there are numbers that go up to $117 billion.
Oh.
What I would really say is go at the individual level. Obese versus non-obese means your healthcare costs increase by one-third. Is that a big issue? Yes, it is a big issue. If you go to severely obese, that will yet again double your healthcare costs per person. Is that a big issue? Absolutely it is. If you look at the number of chronic conditions that people have, if you are obese, you have almost twice as many medical problems. If you're severely obese, you have 2.5 to 3 times as many chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, heart problems, arthritis.
Okay. Well, Dr. Strom, we want to thank you so much for taking time to enlighten Colorado listeners on how obesity impacts us all, not just those people who are actually having a weight issue. And we want to thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. So we're going to take a quick break now, but after the break, we're coming in with Dr. Michael Snyder.
Right, who's a bariatric surgeon here in town. He does the stomach stapling procedures. And we want to know from you, this is a huge problem. It's a huge economic problem for this country. It's a huge medical problem for this country. What are we going to do about it? Because if we stay what we're doing now, we're not going to be able to afford health care for anybody.
No.
All right, you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Talk radio, both sides, AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today and get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
Tune in Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Aspen Grove, where life meets style. Style Matters is a weekly discussion of the Denver lifestyle as it relates to fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelyn Ehrman of the Style Matters column of the Rocky Mountain News, you'll hear lively discussion regarding fashion, style, local shopping, and more. That's Style Matters, Saturday morning from 10 till noon on 1150 KNRC. Sponsored by Aspen Grove, shopping Colorado style. Talk to Doug Kellett.
A lot of you got really upset at me when I was questioning, quote-unquote, your patriotism, when I was saying that some of the comments you were being made were actually hurting the troops, giving aid to the terrorists. You remember that. I'm sure you do. And some of you would call me and also email me. I'm highly offended that you would even suggest, even though I never used the term unpatriotic, did I? While indirectly, I might have been referring to you as a bunch of Jane Fondas. I never mentioned, but you were unpatriotic.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Welcome to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And by now you know we're not Enid. We are the two chatty gals from the Rocky Mountain News. You read us every Thursday in the Spotlight section, which is today. And every Saturday, we're on AM 1150 KNRC here with you from 10 to noon to bring you lifestyle radio. But while Enid is in Venice, we're with you.
Yes, gorging herself on pasta.
We're bringing you a show today. If you've just joined us, we're doing a show on obesity and how it's impacting America. We just had Dr. Roland Storm with us, who did from the RAND Corporation, who gave us analysis on what potentially the medical costs of obesity are in America now. And on a low end, he said $70 to $100 billion a year.
It's going to be costing us.
It's costing us now.
It's costing us now.
And that's on the low end.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is a very, very serious problem. It's an epidemic. We in Colorado are somewhat luckier because we're on the thin side. But even our rates of obesity have doubled since 1991. People who are obese have increased medical problems. They have increased medical expenses. Those are passed on to the rest of us. And the question today is, what are we going to do about it?
So now the phone lines are open again. We had to shut down the phone lines.
Yeah, the guy from the RAND Corporation didn't want to take any calls.
But in the studio with us now, we have Dr. Michael Snyder, and Judy will introduce him, and he will take phone calls. And the phone number here is 303-382-1150.
All right, and Dr. Michael Snyder is a bariatric surgeon. He's a graduate of Harvard and the University of Miami Medical School. Dr. Snyder, welcome to Style Matters Live.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And tell our listeners, what is a bariatric surgeon? Because when I think of bariatrics, I think of air pressure.
Right, no, that's barometrics.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Easily confused. You know, my patients come in wanting air pressure
tests. That's right. I can't breathe.
Essentially,
the barometer's bothering me. Okay.
Bariatric surgery essentially is the surgical treatment of obesity. And as you know, everyone that's obese at any level is not a candidate for surgery. You have to meet certain criteria. People that have reached those certain criteria and have reached a certain point in their life where they're ready for this transformation come to me for evaluation.
And
I do two types of procedures to treat obesity. One is the standard one that most people hear about, many public figures have had, called the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, making a tiny stomach out of your big stomach and doing a bowel bypass. And the other is a lap band, where I place a restrictive band around your stomach to give you a sense of satiety with a small meal.
All right. Now, tell us, are you seeing, is your population of patients growing? And I don't mean any pun there.
Well, you know, it's difficult to say because there's such a relative few number of surgeons that perform this surgery. All of us that do it, and hopefully all of us that do it well, are busy with the patients that are out there. The latest numbers that were drawn about 3 years ago from the Society for Bariatric Surgery says there's 20,000 potential patients for every surgeon performing this operation. So there's really no shortage of patients. The most important thing is selecting your patients appropriately and carefully and educating people to see whether they'd be appropriate.
All right, describe to us the two different types of surgeries. What do you do in each one?
One is I do everything laparoscopically, which is minimally invasive, big operations with teeny tiny holes. And occasionally I have to do it the open procedure for either of the procedures I offered. One is the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. That's the procedure that Al Roker had done popularly.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially I take your bowels and I bypass a section of bowels and make sort of a conduit off of your regular digestive stream. Then I make a very small stomach and connect to that. So you lose weight because of four reasons. Number one, you eat a tiny amount of food to get fuller satiated. Number two, the food stays in that tiny stomach for a while because I make a small outlet. Number three, you have an intolerance to carbohydrates. And number four, there's a very small amount of malabsorption, or you don't absorb certain nutrients. That's a smaller portion.
Before we continue with this, because we're going to have to take a break here, I want to go ahead and take this caller that's been waiting for a while.
Okay.
We've got Christopher who wants to talk about preventing obesity. Christopher, we've just got a few minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy you guys are on the air on the weekdays.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks.
You have this surgeon on, and I think that having a surgeon talk about, you know, gastric bypass surgery is really illustrating the entire point of the problem of obesity in the United States, or the problem of health care, in that there is very little to no prevention.
There is
no prevention.
Yes.
We feed our citizens fat food from McDonald's to make them fat, and then once something breaks, we say, okay, we'll have surgery and make it better.
And Christopher, we will finish the show, just so that you know, because in studio with us we have Dr. Snyder, he and two patients. We will finish the show with a dietitian.
Who's going to talk about just that.
Exactly, because you're correct.
I mean, there's very little prevention. And if we spend as much money on prevention as drug companies do on research and development of these procedures, I guarantee you we'd have less amount of these procedures. And you know what? I'm sure that physicians and healthcare companies think that's a bad thing because they're not making enough money when there's not enough procedures.
No. You know what? There's a low-carbohydrate convention going on in Denver today as we speak that's looking at all the different ways you can develop. So, I mean, there's money in this. There is definitely money in this.
And I have to say this is an excellent point because it does illustrate some common misconceptions. Once again, I appreciate your calling in. Most notably is the fact that obesity surgery isn't for everyone that has weight issues. It's actually for a very small percentage of them. You have to be carefully selected and we'll go through the criteria when we have more time in a little bit. But everyone that sees me has failed 10 years of weight loss attempts. Once someone reaches morbidly obese status, 100 pounds or so overweight, there's a less than 3% chance of them succeeding with weight loss other than surgically. And that's borne out in the 1990s. In a National Institutes of Health study. So I'm not talking about your average person with 20 to 40 pounds to lose, which is still a crisis and needs education. I'm talking about people that have reached a relatively extreme level, and my patients can illustrate this point better. Thanks for calling.
Doctor, would you agree there's a lack of prevention, a lack of effort going toward prevention in the United States?
Yeah, Chris, we are going to talk to that. Stay on the dial. Keep listening to your radio because until 3 o'clock, we are going to be addressing all of these issues and more.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Christopher.
All right. I'm
Bye.
Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we're substituting for Enid Goldstein and on AM 1150 KNRC. Hi, Tim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Are you hungry listening to our chat about
have
food?
You had lunch? Because we haven't had lunch.
Well, actually, I've got I got some chili that I made before, so I'm just about ready to eat that.
Good
here.
For you.
All right.
It's mostly sunny, 39 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. Denver police and hazmat crews say they didn't find a meth lab on Capitol Hill today. Someone had reported a strange smell coming from an apartment building on 12th Avenue between York and Josephine. Turns out the foul odor came not from someone cooking meth, but was most likely coming from someone cooking some food. The small eastern plains town of Windsor, Colorado, will probably get hit hard because of job cuts by Kodak. The Kodak plant in Windsor could lose up to 300 jobs as Kodak cuts 24% of its global workforce. A decision on the Windsor plant jobs is expected by the end of next month. Denver police have little to go on as they investigate a murder that happened overnight. After a concerned citizen flagged down police, they found a man dead of apparent gunshots at a house on Milwaukee. Police are still trying to ID that victim. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche play the Thrashers tonight in Atlanta. Last night, the Avs rallied from 3 points down to beat the Florida Panthers 6-5. Have you separated from military service and wish you had never left? Join the Air National Guard, work part-time, and earn retirement benefits. Call 1-800-2GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:37.
Wow, I can't believe it. 50 years. Hi, this is Keith Lair with my sister Linda asking you to come see Lair Fireplace and Patio for all your fireplace needs and help us celebrate our 50th year in business.
Lair's is truly a family business. With our brother Ken at our Arvada store at 81st and Sheridan, I'm at our Littleton store on South Broadway, just north of Arapahoe Road, and Keith is at our original store in Denver at Holly and Evans.
When our father, Joe Lair, started in 1954, he had a very simple philosophy. Sell quality products and treat your customers fairly. You know what? It's worked for 50 years.
That's why we carry quality fireplaces and inserts from Napoleon.
If you're building, remodeling, or converting an existing fireplace to gas, check out the superior construction and efficiency of Napoleon.
You know, the fireplace is the focal point of most rooms, so do it right. Don't skimp. Our expert installers can give you a free estimate right in your home.
That's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's most trusted fireplace specialist for 50 years.
KNRC News Time is 1:38. Time to go to Steve Smith now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound I-25 running very heavy from about Santa Fe now down to Downing Street. We had a disabled station wagon in a lane of traffic there. Tow truck on the scene trying to move it out of the way. Everything else in the freeway system looking pretty decent. A couple of surface street problems for you. An accident just coming in from York and Bruce Randolph Avenue there in North Denver. And we've also got an accident. Actually, it's a police chase at 10th and Ogden. An awful lot of emergency vehicles in that area there. Don't miss Albertson's 10-cent sale going on now with navel oranges, russet potatoes, Danshu pears, lemons, and limes, all 10 cents each. Stop by today at Albertson's, helping make your life easier. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to again be inching up over the next couple of days. It'll be partly cloudy through the afternoon with a high around 48, mainly clear tonight with a low of 19. There'll be more sunshine for us on Friday. Nice way to end up the work week with highs in the mid-50s, partly cloudy and low 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under mostly sunny skies, it's 41 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:39. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Do you know the story? It's about a war, the very worst kind. It ripped apart our country, set American against American, North against South, free against slave. Now John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, brings to life the story of the Civil War. You meet Lincoln and Davis. You hear from Southern belles and Northern ladies. You sit across from slave traders as well as freedom fighters. You see the world through the eyes of a Yankee soldier and his Confederate counterpart. John Brown's Body transports you to the most troubled chapter in our country's history and gives voice to the human experience behind the facts and dates. John Brown's Body plays January 29th through February 28th at the Denver Center Theater Company. Do you know the story? The whole story?
Visit denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100 today for your tickets.
KNRC Market Watch.
Not much left to gains on the Dow Industrial Average. It's up just a fraction now as the NASDAQ loses 15 points. The S&P 500 now down 2 points. Negative numbers come despite word from the Conference Board that its index of leading indicators jumped for a 9th straight month in December, suggesting stronger growth in the months ahead, not to mention another round of better-than-expected earnings reports.
There are naturally some short-term traders, and the old buy-on-rumor, sell-on-news seems to be their mode of operation. So they take a short-term position, good earnings, and then they run off to some other opportunity.
That's Craig Callahan, Chief Investment Officer at Icon Advisors. Still, some companies are being rewarded for good news. Take a look at Netflix. Stock hitting an all-time high after the company posted an 80% jump in revenue and better-than-expected earnings. From the last quarter, the share is now up $13 or 19%. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow is flat, NASDAQ down 15. Joe Matthew from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150. We hear you. 303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Welcome back to Style Matters Live, a.k.a. the Enid Goldstein Show. Enid is not here. She's in beautiful, sunny Venice having a Bellini as we speak. And she'll be back on Monday.
On Monday, that's right.
But you've got the Style Matters gals. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we host Style Matters Live every Saturday morning, 10 to noon on AM 1150 KNRC. But we're filling in for Enid today and tomorrow. And if you've been listening, our topic is obesity in America. This has become a huge problem, not only in the country, in the world, but also in Colorado. In Colorado, our obesity rates have doubled since 1991. This means our medical problems are going up. Our medical expenses are going up. What are we going to do about this problem? If you want to weigh in on the topic, and yes, I meant that pun, call it 303-382-1150, 382-1150. And we have the pleasure of talking today with Dr. Michael Snyder, who is a bariatric surgeon here in Denver. He trained at Harvard and the University of Miami. And if you were like me and you thought bariatric men had to do with air pressure, that's wrong. Bariatric has to do with what, Dr. Snyder? Weight?
The surgical treatment of obesity.
The surgical treatment of obesity. Dr. Snyder treats obesity through surgical means, one being the gastric bypass procedure, which is what Al Roker had. And tell us what the second one is.
Second procedure is called the LAP band. LAP-BAND, it's a restrictive gastric procedure where laparoscopically, once again with teeny tiny incisions, I place a restrictive band around the upper stomach to make it to effectively segment your stomach into a small upper part and a large lower part. The band keeps food in the small upper part for longer, so when you eat a small meal, you're full for longer. It's a purely restrictive means. And also it has an adjustable portion, a port in the belly wall, so I can make it tighter or looser depending on the patient's needs for satiety or fullness.
Got it. All right. Now, we want to go over, because we had a caller before who was a little bit concerned that surgical treatment is maybe perhaps not the best way to go in terms of treating obesity. You have some specific criteria.
Yeah, I mean, his point was excellent, and it's one that I, you know, underscore all the time in my lectures and my speaking, and my patients will certainly bring in the information that it's a tool. It's merely a tool. Everyone that's obese does not qualify for surgery. The criteria for being okay for surgery, we use a BMI, which is body mass index, which you can easily calculate. There's a lot of general calculation tools. My website has a great calculation tool. It's basically being about 100 pounds overweight or 85 pounds with associated comorbidities or medical problems associated with your weight. I make people sure that people are stable and able to tolerate surgery. Everyone gets a psychological evaluation. And everyone gets a general medical screening, and I make them prove that they have failed durable attempts at weight loss for at least 5 to 10 years, depending on their age.
Okay, so now, it's definitely not for everybody.
Certainly not. Almost everyone I do, the average number of comorbidities or associated medical problems due to their obesity or significantly aggravated by their obesity is 4 per patient. That includes hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, urinary stress incontinence, joint pain, menstrual irregularities, infertility. These are all things that are commonly associated with obesity, and my cure rates of these problems post-op are quite significant.
What is the recovery time?
Recovery time, most people that have it either procedure done laparoscopically. If you have the bypass, most people are in the hospital for 3 days and are back at work within 2 to 3 weeks. If you have the lap band, you're in the hospital usually less than 24 hours, and you're back to work within 1 to 2 weeks.
And why choose one treatment over the other? Is that depends on the patient?
It depends on the patient and their goals. The outcomes are quite different. If someone has the gastric bypass procedure, I can expect them to lose 75% of their excess body weight at 1 year and maintain long-term 65% off. Someone has the lap band procedure, the scale is quite different. They lose on average 55% of their excess body weight, but measured over a 3-year period. So it's a slower weight loss. Everyone's different in terms of their needs and their ability to comply with either procedure.
And is there a different? What are we talking about cost-wise?
Most of the gastric bypasses, over 90% of mine, are covered by insurance. The lap band is rarely covered by insurance in Colorado, but in other states it's well covered. If someone were to pay out of pocket for these procedures, all costs, including hospital costs, anesthesia costs, surgical costs, assistant costs, lab costs, it's about $24,000. For the gastric bypass procedure, and about $16,000 for the lap band.
But these procedures are risky. Wasn't there something in the news, some teenage girl that recently passed away from this procedure?
It's an excellent point. Every procedure that you have done surgically has attendant risks. And this is one thing that, you know, if you look on the internet about me, everyone says Dr. Snyder does not candy coat the risks. I want to be very clear, because someone's taking an elective procedure to improve their health, and they have to understand that the gastric bypass, there is statistically a 1 in 200 risk of dying from the procedure, and there's also other attendant possible complications that can occur. For the lap band, the risk of dying, I believe, is 15 out of 100,000. So it's a little bit lower, and some people choose that procedure for that reason.
Now, you had mentioned something about the children. One out of every 3 children are becoming obese.
The statistic that I recently heard was that 1 out of every 3 children born today will be diabetic by the time they're in their 20s.
And that's due to obesity?
Yeah.
Strictly from obesity.
Obesity is the number one causative factor. One in three, which is an astounding number.
That are born today.
Yeah.
So what does that say for our future society? My gosh, that's a scary number.
Yeah, the cost to society will be astronomical. And even more than that, could you imagine their quality of life? I mean, it's hard enough to be diabetic, but to be diabetic in the teenage years. Adult onset diabetes mellitus, we've all heard of that. Mm-hmm. They don't even call it that anymore. They call it type 2. because it's not adult onset anymore.
I'm still overwhelmed by the $24,000 price tag attached to the surgery. But when I think that Dr. Sturm from the RAND Corporation said to us, it's if you are obese, you're paying an additional $5,000 a year for medical costs. Does that sound right to you, Dr. Snyder?
That's the VA cooperative study. The VA just did a study. The Veterans Administration throughout the U.S. did a study, and they found that if the surgery is paid for by the Veterans Administration, within 1 year of surgery, they've saved money. So even with the incredible cost of the surgery and that in terms of saving people, saving the system money in terms of prescriptions, office visits, emergency room visits, calls, et cetera, they've saved money within 1 year. That's a published study.
Well, think about it. When one out of every 50 Americans is morbidly obese, right? This wasn't that what he said. One out of every 50, and that's costing at a low-end $70 billion a year to take care of. You could pay for a lot of these surgeries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be paying for a lot of these surgeries.
What we want to do is there's a break coming up. Right after the break, we want to come back with your two patients. And in the studio with us, we've got
Donna Fudge and Brian Sands, who both had the gastric bypass surgery.
Yes.
And I have to tell you that they brought in their before photos, and I'm bowled over. These do not even look like the same people. They could be imposters.
They could be. As a matter of fact, when Donna walked in, she looks like some Native American supermodel. You know,
I mean she's gorgeous.
And Brian, you're very handsome too.
But what's amazing is if Brian was pulled over by the police, he showed us his license, photo on his license. He does not look like the same man. People would think he was driving around with a false license.
So we want to speak to them about how did they get to that point in life? Because let's face it, the rest of us are thinking, why are you doing this to yourselves? We don't comprehend it.
And when you hear their story, because I mean, just to be polite here, you guys were huge. Okay, I mean, you were huge. Okay,
a lot of girth going on there.
Yes,
a lot of corpulence.
All right,
you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
We are the Style Matters gals. You usually listen to us Saturdays from 10 to noon, and you read us in the Rocky Mountain News every Thursdays, which is today in the Spotlight section. But today and tomorrow, we're with you while Enid is in Italy.
That's right.
So after the break, we're going to interview two patients of Dr. Snyder's whose life have been completely changed by this surgery. And now you can call in and give your 2 cents worth and ask them questions if you're considering doing something like this. And the phone number is 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. We'll be right back.
Colorado's new conservative voice, Doug Kellett. Every afternoon at this time, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Come on, Lenny, let's hit the slopes.
I don't wanna. Last time we did this, I broke a lot of bones.
You know, Mike Newland once said, genius is perseverance in disguise.
I was in traction for 3 weeks.
Do you think your business bankers at First National Bank of Colorado balk in the face of a new challenge?
You told me to ski off a cliff. I landed in Utah.
Lenny, the reason you love banking with them is because you admire their tenacity.
At First National Bank of Colorado, we have a strong history of tackling problems on the local level while providing the national reach needed to solve Denver's unique business challenges. For everything from cash management to commercial loans, trust the business bankers at FNBC to use honesty, integrity, and good old-fashioned hard work to get it done.
You're right. I'm going to attack this slope the way they attack problems.
Lenny?
What?
Watch out for that tree.
That's going to bruise.
For all your commercial banking needs, turn to the experts at First National Bank of Colorado. To set an appointment, call 303-308-3860.
Hurry into PetSmart during our new Pet Savings Celebration to find amazing values on Science Diet and get your pet off to a healthy, happy start. Save $2 off our already low prices on large sizes of Science Diet, dried dog, and cat food. Science Diet cans are also on sale. These will be our absolute lowest Science Diet prices for all of 2004, so discover why Science Diet is the pet food most recommended by veterinarians when you stock up and save during our new Pet Savings Celebration. For a limited time at PetSmart. See store for details.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Have you been considering adoption? There are numerous children in Adams County who need adoptive families. Make a child's dream come true in the new year and foster or adopt a child from Adams County. You do not need to live in Adams County to participate. Call them now at 303-412-5151. That's 303-412-5151. Make your New Year's resolution to fulfill a child's dream and be an adoptive parent for Adams County.
Hurry into Pep Boys, where an express Pro-Line oil change is just $11.88. That's right, $11.88. And it's done in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. See store for details. Pep Boys, they're car people.
AM 1150, KNRC is proud to continue a Denver broadcast tradition. The State of Colorado, produced in conjunction with the Denver Press Club and Rocky Mountain Reflections. The State of Colorado is where Greg Dobbs hosts a panel of Denver journalists discussing the major stories of the week every Friday morning from 8 to 9:30. It's the most in-depth analysis and perspective on Denver radio. The State of Colorado is brought to you in part by Denver Center Attractions and International Optique. Friday mornings at 8 on AM 1150 KNRC.
You got fat. I hope you got really fat. 'Cause if you got really, really fat, just might want to see me come back. I hope you got fat.
Welcome back to Style Matters Live. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman, and we're filling in for the Enid Goldstein Show.
Yes, we are. But you can hear us every Saturday morning, 10 to noon, on AM 1150 KNRC. We're there with our show, Style Matters Live, every Saturday. But today and tomorrow, we're substituting for Enid, who is in sunny Italy. And if you've been listening to the show, you've been following our conversation on obesity in America. What are the economic impacts? They're huge. What are we going to do about it? That's what we're discussing now.
And huge is not a pun on word, is it?
Yes.
Because
huge
on
the low end,
it's costing us $70 to $100 billion in additional health care costs in this country to maintain 1 in 50 Americans who are now morbidly obese.
And all of us are going to be picking up the tab on that.
Right.
So today we have in our studio Dr. Michael Snyder, who is a bariatric surgeon. He is the doctor you go to if you want a stomach stapling or a gastric bypass, which is the more correct medical term, or a lap band. Both of these procedures, not cheap. We've been very fortunate. He's brought two of his patients with him who have had a gastric bypass, and they're going to talk to us for the rest of this hour into the next hour on what their experiences were like before, after, during the surgery. And we would like to welcome Donna Fudge, who's a part-time mortgage broker and manicure and pedicurist. Welcome, Donna, to Style Matters Live. And Brian Sands, a mortgage broker whose hobby is cooking. Brian, welcome to Style Matters Live.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been looking at...
Is he hooked up there? Can you hear? I'm sorry, we have a little technical problem here. Are you okay?
Okay, they're hooking him up.
Okay.
But, all right, Donna.
Well, before we do, let's take a phone call here from Mary in Denver, whose daughter had bypass surgery. Hi, Mary.
Hi. My daughter had surgery done by Dr. Snyder.
Oh, okay.
And, She was overweight from the time she was in grade school and on up, and lost many pounds over the years on various diets and so on. But she has more energy now than she had when she was in the first grade.
Now let me ask
you. She's well past the first grade.
Mary. Do you feel responsibility for the fact that she got to be so obese? What did you feed this child?
I tried to control it, and it was difficult, very difficult, because kids go about and they find the candy bars and this sort of thing. You try. And part of it, I think, is genetic, because her father and family had a weight problem, and her father has a weight problem. I have some weight problem, and some of my mother had a weight problem. So, but she was fortunate she didn't develop the diabetes that my mother had and my aunts and uncles had.
Okay, so thank you so much for your phone call, Mary. We're so glad you're listening to the show.
Yes, stay tuned because Donna and Brian are going to be sharing their experiences with us.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Snyder, could you answer that? Could it be genetic?
Well, it's actually been well studied and accepted everywhere, seemingly, but the United States. Everyone that's morbidly obese, if you ask them who in their family is morbidly obese, you'll get a litany of different people. And most of us that are not morbidly obese have no one in there. Maybe their aunt's a little big or something, but you don't really have any great family history of it. There have been adoption studies done out of Sweden, and these were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, so it's a peer-refereed journal. It's probably the number one journal in America for medical information. And they showed that kids that were adopted within their first year of life, they studied their weight relative to their biologic parents, the ones who gave them up, that gave birth to them, and their adoptive parents, the ones that took them in. And there was no statistical correlation between the kids and who they lived with. The only statistical correlation was who gave birth to them, who they never lived with.
But you know what? Who am I to argue with the New England Journal of Medicine? But what I don't understand is if obesity is increasing 60% between 91 and 2000, I find the genetic thing hard to swallow. We would have been fat all along.
That's an excellent point. It's a combination of factors. The same way if your car has a problem, part of it's the engine, part of it's how you drive it, and part of it's the environment. It's the same thing. It's genetics with the aggravating factors of environment and lifestyle. So all of it works together, and it's really an elegant system that works for some people and not others. Most people that are morbidly obese, and if you once they get 100 pounds or so overweight, if you put them on a severely calorie-restricted diet, they would lose some weight, and they would immediately gain it back when they come off the diet. That's proven time and time again, and I could once again quote the studies that refer to this.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've just got a few minutes left. Donna, let's start with your story. How overweight were you?
Well, I started about when I got to my highest, I was about 305. I lost about...
And how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6", and you were over 300
yes.
pounds.
I weigh 130 now. I lost, well, I got down to the low 120s, and I balanced back up to about 130, or size 4'6".
Wow, that's great. How long ago did you have your surgery?
About 2 years and 3 months.
So you've maintained it.
I've maintained it for at least 6 months, 8 months. I lost the first year 140 pounds, 16 months 160 pounds. And then I've lost about 175 pounds and maintained that.
Now, Dr. Saunders, is that normal to be able to maintain? Because didn't we read somewhere that 50% of the people gain all the way back?
Once again, as we'll talk about, I'm sure Brian wants to talk about because he enjoys this, is talking about it being a tool, is people can use it for whatever they want. Like I said, average of 75% excess body weight less off in the first year and maintained at 65%. There's a reason that 10% is gained back.
All right. After the news, when we come back, we'll be talking with Donna and Brian, who are successful patients from gastric bypass surgery.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 44 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. False alarm. Denver police and hazardous materials crews say they did not find a meth lab on Capitol Hill today. Officers were called to an apartment building on 12th Avenue between York and Josephine this morning. A woman who lives next door to the second-story apartment building reported a foul smell coming from the building last night. The building was evacuated. The streets were closed to traffic while officers searched the apartment for dangerous chemicals. After a thorough search of the apartment and the building, officers concluded that the smell was not the result of cooking meth. Instead, it seems the smell most likely came from someone cooking a home-cooked meal. All the residents were let back in. Streets there are now reopened. A concerned citizen flagged down police a little after midnight and reported hearing noises at 4161 Milwaukee. Upon investigation, police found a man dead of apparent gunshots. Denver Police Detective Virginia Lopez says so far, investigators have little information to work with.
Investigators will be looking into this particular case. Right now, we do not have an age or identity on the victim, but he is a male.
No word on a suspect at this point either. Drinking and driving could get even riskier in Colorado. A state House panel has approved a bill lowering Colorado drunk driving standard. If approved, the legal limit would fall from its current 0.01 to 0.08. Colorado could lose up to $50 million in federal highway money if standards aren't lowered to 0.08 by 2007. A similar bill has been rejected by state legislators the past 2 years. Some legislators call the push to lower the standard blackmail by the federal government, but those in favor of the bill say it will ultimately save lives. The bill now moves to the Appropriations Committee. The economy may be growing, but don't tell that to the residents of Windsor, Colorado. The small eastern plains town could lose up to 300 jobs from its Kodak plant as the company prepares to cut 24% of its global workforce. Kodak has 1,700 employees at its Windsor plant, which manufactures medical X-ray film, thermal media, motion picture film, and color paper used in photo kiosks. Kodak will cut up to 3,500 jobs worldwide after profits fell from $113 million in the fourth quarter of 2002 to just $19 million last quarter. A Kodak spokeswoman says film and paper production is down significantly as the company moves into the digital photography arena. For the first time ever, the sale of digital cameras outpaced the sale of traditional cameras in the U.S. last year. A decision on the Windsor plant jobs is expected by the end of February. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, say the rover Spirit has phoned home but still isn't transmitting data. JPL spokesman Randy Wesson says project managers still haven't determined the cause for the interruption in the flow of information from Spirit, but say similar difficulties were experienced during the Mars Pathfinder mission.
They're different vehicles, but typically what happens is if you command something in a wrong way or you give it too much stuff to do or it has to talk, has too much information to transmit, it can just swamp out a buffer and just, hey guys, this is too much. I'm just putting myself in a safe state.
A specifically trained team of scientists are assembled at JPL this afternoon trying to figure out how to safely correct Spirit's problem. Wesson says the next opportunity scientists will have to communicate with the rover will be tonight.
The next time for a relay with one of the orbiting spacecraft is 7 p.m. tonight with the Mars Global Surveyor, and there's another one at 10:35 p.m. tonight with Odyssey.
Missions from Earth to the Red Planet have historically been very difficult to accomplish. European scientists launched their own rover vehicle to Mars in late December. The Beagle 2 hasn't been heard from since its landing. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry could be in the hot seat at tonight's last Democratic presidential debate before Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. He's the new frontrunner, according to a poll from the Boston Herald. That poll has him leading the pack by 10 percentage points over his closest competitor, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Record producer Phil Spector is in a Los Angeles courtroom in connection with last February's murder of actress Lana Clarkson. A sheriff's deputy told reporters today preliminary hearing today's preliminary hearing will be a quick proceeding. Spector remains free on $1 million bail. Just before the close of today's trading session, stocks were mixed. The Dow up just a little bit over half a point. The NASDAQ down nearly 20 points. The S&P 500 down about a point and a half. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche play the Thrashers tonight in Atlanta. The Avs were able to rally from a three-goal deficit last night to beat the Florida Panthers 6-5. Have your kitchen cabinets installed by licensed and insured professionals through the Home Depot At Home Services. Visit your local store today for more information. The Home Depot At Home Services, installation you can trust. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Warm up your winter with a roof-raising celebration of the music and times of electrifying jazz legend Alberta Hunter, told in the Key of Blues. The new Denver Civic Theater at 721 Santa Fe Drive presents a loving tribute to an icon of the blues, legendary songstress Alberta Hunter, whose international career spans a century. Cooking at the Cookery played to record-breaking crowds throughout the country, including Phoenix, New York, and Chicago. Critics agree the show is red-hot, astonishing, electrifying, delicious entertainment. Cooking at the Cookery, set in 1977, is written, directed, and choreographed by Marion J. Caffey. It stars Tony nominee Ernestine Jackson and Janice Lorraine, who impersonates Hunter with sass, energy, and musical savvy, said Donald Lyons of the New York Post. Tickets just $40, Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m., weekend matinees at 3 p.m., Sunday at 7 p.m. Special $30 price on Wednesdays. On sale at Ticket West Outlets, King Supers, by calling 866-464-2626 or at www.denvercivic.com.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to go to Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Good traffic flow on the freeway system at this hour. No serious delays anywhere. Maybe a little residual slowing southbound around Downing, southbound in the valley around Downing. Had an earlier stall in traffic there. Off the freeway, a couple of problems for you. Eastbound on Hamden at Sheridan, a minor collision there. And Denver police cleaning up still another accident at Bruce Randolph in York Street there in northeast Denver. What's the number one diet pill in America? Zantac 3. Rapid weight loss, incredible energy in one amazing super pill. Zantac 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Zantac3.com. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to again be inching up over the next couple of days. It'll be partly cloudy through the afternoon with a high around 48, mainly clear tonight with a low of 19. There'll be more sunshine for us on Friday. Nice way to end up the work week with highs in the mid-50s, partly cloudy and low 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under mostly sunny skies, it's 44 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And we're not Enid.
No, it takes two of us to replace Enid.
And so we wish we were Enid because Enid's in Venice. And how do we know? She keeps calling in. All right? Anyway, we host the Style Matters live show every Saturday morning on AM 1150 KNRC, 10 to noon on Saturdays. And we are so happy to be able to bring you our show today and tomorrow, while Enid is soaking up those Italians, the delicious Italian sun and the delicious Italian pasta.
And the men, Francesco.
Right. When she called in the first hour, she put Francesco and Carlo on the phone.
Yeah.
They sounded very cute. They wanted to talk about Bush, right?
As in president.
Exactly. And if some of you know that we also write a column for the Rocky Mountain News called Style Matters. It's in the Rocky Mountain News Spotlight section every Thursday. That's the fashion section of the paper. And our column is all about fashion and shopping and beauty and cosmetics and that whole industry. But on Saturdays and today, we really do what we call lifestyle radio, which is topics of interest to us, anything and everything but sports and politics.
That's right. So you'll have to wait for next Monday for this time period for Enid to come back with great political analysis, or right after us, Doug Kellett.
Right. So then you can get your fix for politics. We are discussing today a very, very serious topic that is impacting all Americans, and that is the issue of obesity in America. Even in athletic young Colorado, we are experiencing a problem. Our obesity rates have doubled since 1991. This is a tremendously expensive healthcare problem for our country, and we've been examining all of the different ramifications and some of the solutions. And the solution we're dealing with now is really one of the most dramatic, and that is the bypass surgery that Al Roker had. And we're talking with Dr. Michael Snyder, who is a bariatric surgeon here in Denver. Welcome, Dr. Snyder, to Style Matters Live.
Thank you.
And tell me, how many of these surgeries do you do a year in Denver?
I do 8 to 10 a week. I do over 300 a year on average.
Wow.
Okay, and it is a very, very serious surgery, but from what we can see with his two patients here in the studio, an incredibly successful surgery. We have with us Donna Fudge, who is a part-time mortgage broker who had the surgery, did you say, almost 2 years ago?
2.5 years.
2.5 years ago. And Brian Sands, who's also a mortgage broker, whose hobby is cooking. When did you have your surgery, Brian?
53 weeks ago.
We are so happy to have you here at Style Matters.
And they look fantastic.
They look unbelievable. We wish you could see
their before pictures.
Donna looks like a model. She was telling us before the show that you were about 5'6", and you weigh about 134 pounds now.
I weigh about 130.
Okay, and you weighed over 300 pounds.
Just over.
Okay, and Brian, what about you?
I was 388.
And how tall are you?
5'9 and a half.
Wow. Almost 400 pounds.
Almost.
Okay, let's, Donna and Brian, and we'll take, you answer as you wish. Something I'm dying to ask you. How did you let yourselves get that out of control? I mean, for someone, it's beyond my comprehension. We all like to eat. How did you get that morbidly obese?
Well, I think after a while you give up. I've struggled with diets for, 15 years. I quit smoking in 85. And genetically, we all get heavy in our family later. I fought it. Every diet you can imagine I did, Weight Watchers, everything. I fasted 3 different times for 4.5 months without eating. You get to where you'll do anything to lose your weight, anything. You do these, the diet and exercise, you'll try anything. And so it just got to a point where when I finally got to 250, I gave up. And it was no time. I was 300.
I mean, what were you eating? I'm just curious. What were you eating on a daily basis?
It was just more of a graze, no exercise. It was I never ate large quantities at a time. It was just more out of boredom.
It becomes a spiral.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
She was just saying there's no exercise. As you get bigger, your lifestyle starts to adjust to being big. I mean, less mobility, less calorie burn. I mean, it becomes a spiral, and food becomes a tool in your life to appease emotions, what have you. We've heard all of that before. But what's important is over the years of being obese, both of us wanted something that would help us give this up. We needed a, here's the word, tool.
Right.
Okay.
Donald, let me ask you something, and Brian, also you too. When I overeat, it's an unpleasant sensation.
You keep talking quantity.
Right.
It's
right.
Selection. It's the regularity of your meals. I mean, if you have them every 20 minutes, how many meals do you have a day? I mean, you know, an obese person can sit there.
I don't like to feel full. I don't. And today, I don't like the feeling. I don't. Never have.
So Brian, did you always have a weight problem, or did you just become an obese?
Oh, I think my grandmother once said when I was 10 years old, she could put me in a closet for a week and I'd still come out chubby. So, yeah, I've been right out of the womb, I've been chubby.
Okay. So you felt like this was it. There was nothing else you could do because, you know, we got this article out of People magazine where these people lost hundreds of pounds by dieting.
I went to Weight Watchers when I was 11.
And nothing.
And they're not 5 years out. Studies show that the chances, if you're 100 pounds or more overweight, of losing weight for 5 years is less than 3%. So those people, I'd like them to do the follow-up in 5 years. I can almost guarantee you that less than 3% of them will have maintained the weight off.
All right, okay. Brian, your hobby is cooking.
It used to be my profession.
Yeah,
I was classically trained,
yes.
And I have to tell you, the listener, something interesting. I knew Brian because I get his mailers because he's a mortgage banker now. But when he always sends you these great recipes, and I've made them all, and they're amazing, and I can't cook. I can see why this man had a weight problem. If I had Brian cooking for me, I'd have a weight problem.
I mean, you said to us, I mean, you felt that food for you was an addiction.
Okay. Yeah, it was an addiction. It was an obsession. It has been my life. And what's odd is it's still my life. As I was saying before, after the surgery, when I got home, I was sort of had to sit in my recliner to recuperate. I slept in it. I couldn't go up the stairs to my bedroom because of the recovery period. And during the day, I can't watch all those crazy talk shows and Oprah and what have you. I was watching the Food Channel. And my wife and kids would come home, and there would be all this food cooked because that's my hobby. That's how I keep myself occupied. I don't knit. I don't do sculpture or anything else like that. I just don't eat it anymore.
So no. you cook it, and it just stays on the counter, the kitchen counter.
Absolutely. I mean, last week I made something for a dinner party I had. I put one piece in my mouth. I chewed it up to get the flavor, because that's the achievement, is the flavor, and I spit it out.
So let me ask you something. Now that you've lost this weight and you look great, what's been the biggest impact in your life? But, you know, health.
Mobility.
Mobility.
Mobility. Mobility, social.
Tell me about your exercise.
I walk almost 5 miles, 3-4 times a week.
That's great. And you did the boulder, you said when?
You know, a couple of weeks before the surgery, which was January 14th last year, Michael tells me, you know, I expect you to do the boulder with me. Which,
wow.
Walking from the parking lot into Michael's office was an accomplishment enough. We did the boulder. It was 4 months almost to the day of being 388 pounds and having the surgery.
How much did you weigh at that time when you did the boulder?
I think I lost 60 pounds in the first 4 months, maybe 70.
So you were still a 300-pound guy.
You were still big.
Oh, there was a lot of meat moving around that town, yeah. I was still a very large mammal. There were people yelling, look, the circus is coming to town.
You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. The time is 2:15 in the afternoon. If you're just joining us, we are doing an entire show on obesity, how it's impacting America, how impacts our economy, our individuals, our health care. And later in the hour, we're going to be talking to a dietitian about how we don't become morbidly obese. And right now, we're speaking to two patients of Dr. Michael Snyder who have done bypass surgery to lose the weight.
And, you know, from what I can see, it's been
incredible.
Successful. Let me ask you something. So the surgery shrunk your stomach down to what, the size of a walnut?
An egg or golf ball.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it like to eat now? Is the actual act of eating and swallowing an unpleasant sensation?
Oh, no. I enjoy eating. The difference is I pretty much can eat what I want now, but it's small quantities. I mean, I can eat a Junior Whopper, say, without the top bun, or a taco and a half. But I eat all my vegetables. I love vegetables and fruit. I eat everything, but I'm satisfied with very small portions. And that's the trick. I needed help. And, you know, we were talking about the risk earlier. I felt that if I didn't have the surgery, I was at risk because my back and my knees, everything killed me. I was like driven to have, I needed help.
How was your self-esteem?
Oh, I wouldn't leave the house. I was I was getting to be shy, and I didn't, you know, today I'm coming out of my shell. I'm wanting to do different things. I got my motorcycle license a few months ago. I'm just, all energetic.
But you had stated that you felt that people discriminated against you when
they
you
do.
Were overweight. Talk to us about that.
Well, for instance, the airplane you were talking about, the airplane seats, they're wanting to charge for two people if you're obese. Well, the problem is they make the seats so small, and when half of America is so big, they need to make the seats a little bigger. But, I mean, in the work field, they're people don't want obese people. They don't think they can do the job. You feel prejudice. You hear kids talking and in the stores. And it's just from the time they're infants.
But, Brian, you had said something about you would walk into a room and no one would look at you. You felt like as you were invisible when you were such a big mess.
They don't make, you know, it's when we were kids and we would see people with all kinds of birth defects, whether it's the Ehlitches or the movies, you never make eye contact with them. You pretend they're not there. And people still do that thing when they see someone in a wheelchair with crutches. And you, when you are 400 pounds, nobody makes eye contact with you. People don't take you seriously. They don't hear what you say.
They're nice.
But, you know, you say that you experienced, that you were fat really from the time you were little.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've experienced this for many, many years. For you, it must be a tremendous difference. I mean, a tremendous change in the way people treat you now, having it's really been most of your life very overweight.
It's like in the past year, I transformed into a completely different. I go in Garth Brothers all the time to go shopping. You know, I never went to a sporting goods store. I mean, there was no reason to, unless I was buying a tent for a shirt. I mean, there was no real reason to do something like that. So, you know, my whole patterns have changed. You know, everything revolves around me exercising, or everything revolves around me going out and doing things that are, indulgent to me. You know, that are not eating, not consuming food. Now, my indulgences have, you know, changed shape. Become a different type.
And you talked about also that some people have been threatened by your new look.
Yeah. As long as I was the biggest guy in the room, other people felt okay about their weight issues. I mean, everybody, I'm sure the two of you,
look
in the mirror every morning
every
and say,
day. Right,
you know, another inch here.
Yes.
So the other day I had been shopping for some clothing for a trip, and I fit into large size. It's the first time, my adult life since college that I'm wearing a large. And I'm calling people, I'm all excited. And people are saying, I wear that. Brian's my size. Oh, my goodness. Now they have a problem.
Right.
And I'm invading their world. They used to be over in that disabled world where they didn't look at you.
And you weren't any competition.
Right. Exactly. And it's kind of, you know, my waist is, I went from a 60 down to a 40-inch waist in a year.
Wow. Oh, my God. I mean, Donna, have you experienced the same kind of thing Brian's describing?
Oh, yeah. I was... Well, you know, I was the size 48, and I went down
48?
To...
48? I didn't even know it went that big. Where did you shop for clothes?
I'm sorry, 38.
Oh, 38.
No, yeah, 38.
Even 38.
Where did you shop
did you
for clothes?
I can't remember. Lane Bryant.
Okay.
Catalog, because I don't like shopping. I don't like going in the stores. But now I'm a size 4, 6. You know, my goal was average, medium, size 7, 9.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a small. That's beyond my dreams. I'm so happy because it's... you do go through where people... As you pass them down and they're bigger than you, sometimes you see jealousy or certain people stop talking to you as much.
Because you must be thinner than a lot of your friends now because you're a stick.
Oh, I don't think I'm a stick.
One thing that you'll never change is people's self-perception. And that's the surgery doesn't.
Trust
I don't operate.
Us, you're a stick.
Listen to the two style mavens. You're a stick.
And Michael's truly a miracle worker.
He is. He saved my life.
You guys did the hard work. Mine was the easy part.
But this is just a tool. Remember, if we didn't have the commitment to make this successful, the surgery is only a small part of it.
And we want to talk about that when we get back, is the kind of commitment you had to make.
And you're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
I'm Judy Schwartz.
And we're not Enid because Enid is in Italy, but she'll be back next week. We're taking your afternoon to talk about what is the number one health care epidemic in this country, which is obesity. At the beginning of the hour, we spoke to the RAND Corporation about how financially obesity is impacting us to the tune of billions and billions of dollars a year. That's impacting all of us, not just the people who are obese. And now we're speaking to Dr. Michael Snyder and two of his patients, Brian Sands and Donna Fudge, about how surgery has made an impact on them. And later on the hour, we're going to have a dietitian in the studio to talk to us about how to get our eating under control before we become morbidly obese. We'll be right back right after the news break.
The views expressed daily on AM 1150 KNRC are likely to cause excessive thinking, laughter, anger, and family disputes. AM 1150 KNRC.
store up on great holiday gifts this week at Pep Boys, like a twin-tank 4.6-gallon air compressor, right now just $89. At Pep Boys, you'll find plenty of new and exciting products, like a gas-powered chopper-style scooter for just $3.99. And for a limited time, get a free $50 Pep Boys shopping card when you buy four select Futura tires. See Pep Boys' ad in Sunday's paper for details and more unbelievable values. Pep Boys, we're car people.
In a perfect world, you'd never be short of holiday wrapping paper, especially while wrapping gifts at midnight on Christmas Eve. But the world isn't perfect, so there's Walgreens. Open late, many 24 hours, and right around the corner with the gift wrap and tape you need to get in and out and on with wrapping your gifts perfectly. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, selected designer fragrance gift sets are 50% off Walgreens' everyday low price.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Don't miss the Colorado Symphony Orchestra's performance of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, Wagner's Overture to the Flying Dutchman, Barber's Adagio for Strings, and more on January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at www.coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, is adapted from Stephen Vincent Benet's Civil War epic. This Pulitzer Prize-winning drama features a cast of 20 actors playing 283 roles on both sides of the conflict, capturing the heroes, villains, cruelty, and courage of the bloodiest war in American history. And you can see this richly textured and masterful story for free just by listening to KNRC this Friday, January 23rd from noon to 3 p.m., when we'll be giving away tickets to John Brown's Body. Another great reason to listen to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Greg Dobb. Join me every weekday morning from 6 to 10 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, back to Enid Goldstein.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
And Enid is not here. It takes two of us to replace the fabulous Enid.
We're substituting for Enid. But if you just came back, we've been talking about obesity in America, and Enid somehow, even in Venice, where she is now.
The wonderful net.
Was able, I don't know how she was able to hear the show. Maybe maybe Carlo or Francesca, who was with her at Harry's Bar, let her use their laptop. Anyway, she says she sees no obesity in Italy. Very few obese people, despite the fact that they eat a lot of pasta. Dr. Snyder, our bariatric surgeon, how do you explain that?
It has a lot to do with genetics and lifestyle as well as behaviors. And some of the behaviors, people are much more mobile in Europe. But I must say that in the Society for Bariatric Surgery, there's something called IFSO, the International Federation for the Surgical Treatment of Obesity. And membership in that, which is predominantly a European entity, has quadrupled in the last 3 years.
That's so the World Health Organization is trying to put together an international obesity resistance program.
Sure.
Because the whole world's getting fat,
it's a worldwide problem. But we're the winners.
But we're the winners, unfortunately.
Well, because we're a supersized society in a lot of ways, and that really plays into our genetic predispositions.
All right. Well, before the break, we were talking with two of Dr. Snyder's patients, Donna Fudge, who lost how much weight did you lose totally?
Totally 185 pounds
in about 2 years.
In about a year and a half.
Wow.
And maintained 175 off.
Wow. Great. And Brian Sands, who tipped the scale almost at 400 pounds before the surgery, and you lost how much weight?
150 pounds in 53 weeks.
And Brian, are you going to? You're done?
Am I done? Do I look like I'm
done?
You
look good. Are you going to lose some more?
I don't care how much I weigh. I got to be a 36-inch waist.
That's what you want. What are you now? You're 40.
I'm 40 inches.
So real quick, because time is winding down. Do you have to have plastic surgery to remove the excess fat?
Yeah. What about all the excess skin?
Well,
yeah.
I just had plastic surgery. I just had a tummy tuck 4 weeks ago. I'm in the middle of a whole body lift procedure. 4 weeks, I will have my buttocks and my thighs done. Is it okay to say Dr. Millard is doing that? And so I'm going through the whole procedure. It's a three-part surgery.
A body lift? What do they do? They just pull you off from your waist?
Nope. They just remove all the excess skin because of all the weight I lost, there was no more fat there. The skin just hung. So when I ran, which I've got all this energy to do all this now, but it bounces and it hurts and stuff. So I'm having my skin removed.
But can I ask that's you expensive.
Yeah, that is expensive.
Does insurance pay for that?
No, the insurance does not cover it. But it's more worth buying a car. To me, I would rather do that than spend the money on a car.
Right, you'd rather look like a new model than drive a new model.
Well, I want to feel good, and I want to run and have the energy and not have my skin bouncing all over.
Can you exercise that skin away?
No, it was stretched to the point where it was like a rubber band that's been
Honey, think about us having our
so
children.
Long.
Remember what that looked like?
It doesn't go back.
I know what it looks like. Every time when I take my clothes off, unfortunately.
It doesn't go back. It goes back to some degree. Depends on your age. And how much water you drink, But there was a point where I had so much weight loss, mine would not go back, and so they removed 3 pounds of skin.
Brian, is that something you're thinking about? You don't know yet.
I don't know. I have about 8 pounds hanging over the front of me of just skin that's going to be there for a while.
Okay.
It's a major investment. I got 2 kids going away to school next year.
Now, with a lot of people, what did you say, 45% of the people gain the weight back?
No, I mean, what I said is that everyone stabilizes where they need and want to be and are willing to be. I have a lot of people. My goal is to get you to a BMI of 25. That's just a body mass index that you can calculate on my website once again. But it's basically when you reach a healthful state where your weight no longer exacerbates or causes worrisome medical problems. Some people get there. Some people don't. Some people go beyond, and it's purely choice. For example, most people are happy when they get about 75% of their excess body weight off. Some people gain and lose, like everyone else, 8 to 10 pounds through the course of the rest of their life. That's purely by choice because now they have the tool to succeed.
Doctor, I don't understand, because if your stomach is now the size of a ping pong ball,
right,
okay, how can you gain weight?
That's an excellent question. What happens is over time, the first 6 months on average, it increases to 6 ounces in size, which is about the size of a deck of cards. Okay. And that's
how big is the normal stomach?
Yeah.
Normal stomach. The surgery, when I take it down to 1 to 2 ounces, that's about a tenth to a 15th of the normal size.
Okay.
So it goes down to about 6 ounces, which is about the size of a deck of cards. You're stuffed with a chicken breast. To give you an idea. So at that point, I have people eat 5 to 6 times a day, frequently separating solids and liquids and drinking significant amounts of water and exercising. At that point in time, they can gain weight by not eating properly, eating actively poorly, or not exercising. But at this point in time, they have the ability, they have a tool to lose the weight. And my patients can tell you how they've effectively used their tool, and we teach them. That's sort of the cornerstone of my program, is that surgery is the easiest part. The hardest part is deciding to have it and then living with it afterwards. If you can do those things, which is all my workups involved in making sure it's safe, but people are reasonable for a lifetime commitment. This is bigger than marriage. You can't get out of this one.
Do you feel like this is a lifetime commitment for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But he just touched on something that's very important. That's why Michael's the gold standard in this procedure, is because it's not just surgery to his office. It's a global treatment of the problem. And unlike a lot of the surgeons here in town or across the country, because I do a lot of support, they don't have a post-operative protocol for, you know, how to live your life, how to exercise, how to eat. Channel 4 had someone that they were covering pre, during, and post-operation. A month after our operation, she was eating 4 ounces of mashed potatoes for a meal.
Is that good or bad? I don't know.
Mashed potatoes is not a diet.
Right.
But second of all, if I had 4 ounces of mashed potatoes today, a year after my operation, I would be so sick, I would be contemplating to get rid of it.
But you eat everything, you just eat in smaller portions.
No, I just eat protein.
Why would he feel so sick?
I live on nuts.
Dr. Snyder, why would he feel so sick after eating just 4 ounces?
The number one reason is that for where Brian's stage and how he's adjusted his pouch by his dietary means, that's approximately the capacity and beyond of his stomach. So he'd be full like you just had Thanksgiving meal. And another thing is that it's very heavy starch. It's a very high glycemic food. There's a little bit of malabsorption built into the procedure. If someone abuses carbohydrates the way I formulate the procedure, they will have problems with it. They will be nauseated. They'll be dizzy. They'll be sweaty. They may even get explosive diarrhea, which is not necessarily what you want to talk about on the radio. But I build into the procedure sort of a little bit of disincentive for abusing the procedure.
So
you fix it. You really fix them.
Oh, yeah.
So
wait
a minute. They're going to basically be on a high-protein diet then the rest of their life?
Yeah, I like 70%. The diet to be at least 70% protein and protein first. Get full in protein, then everything else is gravy.
And why is that? Yeah. Protein
is the only nutrient your body absolutely needs to bring in. It doesn't really need carbohydrates. You've got to allow that stored in your body.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of different rationale, whether it should be low-carb, high-carb.
It's what your body needs to live. Now, you certainly need some carbohydrates and some fats, but protein is the essential nutrient that we need to take in. You never need anything that's made by man.
Before, because again, now we're going to just a few minutes. How did this impact your marriage? You're both married. Brian, what did this do to your marriage?
Michael says in his presentation to pre-op patients, makes a bad marriage worse and a good marriage great. And I'm here to tell you it's great.
I got a great marriage.
Great.
Was it impacted at all by this procedure, other than your husband had to fix his motorcycle?
He had to adjust the suspension, but, that was not another thing. No, but seriously, he married me when I was 10 or 20 pounds overweight. I got real thin after my kids, and then I got real obese. He loved me through thick and thin. So.
Well, we're going to take a phone call here from Allie in Denver. Oh, you're Brian's daughter, I just saw.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. What did you want to say to your dad?
I just wanted to let you know, everybody who's listening, I've seen my dad change so much since this operation, and that anybody who's listening who's considering doing it should definitely go to Dr. Snyder and listen to what he has to say about it. Because
she's a marketing major, can you tell?
Well, thanks.
But, did it change your feelings at all about your dad? I mean, were you embarrassed to bring friends home when you were little and he looked like that?
No. If you've met my dad, he's, the funniest person alive, so I have no problem with that. It was just that it's so much better to see him happier with who he is and him living his life the way he wants to. So that's pretty much, that was the difference.
All right, Allie, thank you so much for calling in the support of your dad.
Okay.
You bet. Yeah. Which brings me to another question. You had said, Dr. Snyder, that you've had patients who are single say that, in a way, their feelings are very hurt because there was a guy or a gal in the office they would have a crush on. The person would ignore them. They drop 150 pounds, and the person wants to take them out. Now they're angry.
Well, I think it plays into what Donna and Brian were talking about, in that the world will respond to you in very superficial ways. It's sort of probably the equivalent of how minorities used to experience life prior to the revolution that happened in terms of their rights. The reality is that people instantly judge obese people. Well, you and I are no different than that. Like we said before, if there were a walkathon for obesity, no one would go, because people judge people as obese as being a disease of sin and sloth. When I write down a medical problem list, and I do a lot of educating of medical personnel, I say, how many of you wrote morbid obesity as a diagnosis for a patient this month? And they all raise their hand. And I say, how many of you told your patient that they were morbidly obese? And a lot of them say no. I said, so you're writing down a medical problem, but you're not telling them why. They said, we don't want them to feel bad. We're a little embarrassed for them. And I said, that's not a medical problem. That's your problem. The problem is how we view obesity. Once you can adapt that, you can go from there. Depression used to not be considered a medical problem. Now that it is, people are accepting of it. We don't judge it. One in four people is clinically depressed. So this is just another medical
problem. They have an uphill battle because I think there is tremendous prejudice in this country against obese people. And when you couple that with the fact that thin people are paying extra for obese people, and
we're really mad.
Yeah, they're mad, because it looks like it's an issue of self-control in that
sense. It does. And what Dr. Snyder said to me earlier, would I do a walkathon for an obese person? And I guess the answer to that would have to be no. I feel like it's their problem. We cannot thank you enough for coming. And if any of you are interested in finding Dr. Snyder, you can reach him at 303-280-0900, 280-0900. And his web address is denverbariatrics.com.
All right, let's spell that. Denver, as in Denver. But get your pencil out for bariatrics. B-A-R-I-A-T-R-I-C-S. That's Denver Bariatrics, one word, BARIATRICS.
And thank you, Brian and Donna. You guys look fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. It is now time for Tim McLaughlin and the news. Hi, Tim.
Hi there.
What's going on in the world?
Well, it's mostly sunny right now, 43 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Wayne Harris, the father of Columbine killer Eric Harris, kept a diary prior to the massacre nearly 5 years ago. The Rocky Mountain News says the notebook contains contacts with law enforcement and school officials, along with Wayne Harris's own dealings with his son. The Jeffco Sheriff's Office has the notebook in an evidence vault. Three students from Thunder Ridge High School in Douglas County are facing criminal harassment charges.
charges. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office filed charges against the three students following a three-month investigation in which they concluded that six students were victimized by members of the junior varsity and varsity football teams. CDOT is considering turning some of the HOV lanes into toll lanes that would be available to cars with just one person. The plan includes installing equipment along the toll lanes that would adjust the tolls based on the volume of vehicles on the road. CDOT says they could start testing a 7-mile stretch on I-25 near downtown as early as next year. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche have another away game tonight. This time they're in Atlanta to play the Thrashers. The Avs are coming off their come-from-behind win last night over the Florida Panthers. Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil is specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven over 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:37.
Do you sometimes wish that CNN Crossfire used real bullets? Did Geraldo lift the fog of war for you? Is the Saudi royal family as inbred as Buckingham Palace? PlayingPolitics2004.com has the answer to these and 102 other pressing political questions. If you secretly prefer same-sex marriage because you know it won't create any more Democrats, or you don't really care who carries California in November just as long as they carry it further out into the Pacific Ocean, then PlayingPolitics2004.com is required reading. Get involved in the political debate, because remember, you live in a free democracy where every 4 years our political leaders wish to be Black, gay, poor, Hispanic, Southern, Northern, liberal, conservative, but most of all, re-elected. Playing Politics 2004 card decks can be purchased at the select border bookstores or at www.playingpolitics2004.com.
KNRC News Time is 2:38. Time to check with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
It continues to be a pretty quiet drive around town as we get up toward the start of the real rush hour this afternoon. No serious freeway problems anywhere. Just one surface street accident to talk about. It's at Evans and Federal. It's a minor collision. That might cause you a little bit of slowing in there, but certainly nothing very serious. Also be aware that the stock show continues through Sunday. That means a lot of traffic problems on I-70 in both directions around the Coliseum and on a lot of the surface streets around the Denver Coliseum as well. Did you make a New Year's resolution to help yourself lose weight? Keep that promise you made with the help of Metabolife Ultra. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Metabolife Ultra. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures are going to again be inching up over the next couple of days. It'll be partly cloudy through the afternoon with a high around 48, mainly clear tonight with a low of 19. There'll be more sunshine for us on Friday. Nice way to end up the work week with highs in the mid-50s, partly cloudy and low 50s on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under mostly sunny skies, it's 43 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:39. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Guys, you've probably been hearing the message about UltraCarb for a while now. And if you need to shed a few pounds, you may have even thought about calling. Well, now's the time. Fact is, there is no magic bullet for weight loss, but UltraCarb is the ultimate secret weapon for dropping those pesky pounds you can never seem to get rid of. In a recent article in a popular men's health magazine, the main ingredient in UltraCarb was quoted as extremely effective for blocking carbohydrates, the source of most weight gain. Most men don't have the time to go to the gym for 2 hours a night, and while it's important to eat right and get a little exercise, most men certainly are not going to completely give up the pizza, the beer, and the foods they love. If that's true for you, UltraCarb can help you drop the spare tire and trim the love handles and get you back into those jeans that muck you from the back of the closet. Best of all, UltraCarb is absolutely guaranteed to work or your money back. Get back the body you used to have.
Call now for your risk-free trial of UltraCarb. 1-800-451-6432. That's 1-800-451-6432. It's guaranteed. 1-800-451-6432.
KNRC Market Watch.
Wall Street's major averages closed lower following a choppy session. Economic reports today showing weekly jobless claims dropping for the second straight week, and the leading index of economic indicators rising as expected 0.2% last month.
Let's take a look at those numbers. The Dow Industrials fell half a point to 10,623. The NASDAQ lost 23 points to 2119. The S&P 500 slid 4 points to 1144. Big board volume was about 1.7 billion shares. Advancers beat decliners by roughly 150 stocks. Kodak, the Dow star, jumping nearly 13%. Kodak says it'll cut up to 15,000 jobs over the next 3 years as part of its move into a digital business. But AT&T helped keep the Dow underwater. Ma Bell, the worst percentage performer, sliding 4%. AT&T matched quarterly profit estimates, but revenue was weaker than expected. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150. We hear you. 303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
That sounds so weird. Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. And then there's no Enid.
Well, it's Enid's show, but Enid's in Venice.
So we're here.
So it took two of us to fill in for Enid.
To fill Enid's shoes.
Yes. Well, we've been having a fantastic time. We're you know, Enid's slot is noon to three, so we've been here noon to three. And we're normally, our show is 10 to noon Saturday mornings.
Correct.
So stay tuned for it this Saturday morning.
And tomorrow we're back here again.
Yes, we're filling in for Enid tomorrow. And our show on Saturday is on fathers and daughters. And our show tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the branding of Denver's image.
That's right. And also, we have ticket giveaways. We have a great show.
Yes, we're giving away tickets to the DCPA's production of John Brown's Body. So that's going to be cool. Worth it for you to listen and to call in. And if you've been listening to the show for the last 2.5 hours, you know we've been covering the topic of obesity. We've looked at the economic impact in our country of the growing problem of obesity. We've talked to Dr. Michael Snyder, he performs gastric bypass surgeries, and we talked to two of his patients who I think total have lost close to 400 pounds and how that's changed their life. And now we kind of wanted to, but I mean, those surgeries are drastic.
That's
and they're
extreme.
Expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're $24,000.
Plus,
the gastric bypass,
right.
Plus if you go on to have the plastic surgery, mm-hmm. and so forth. It's a very, very expensive proposition. These two people thought it was worth it. Before you get to that big, before you get morbidly obese, which is defined as 100 pounds over what your normal weight should be.
And being overweight is 30 pounds over what your weight
right.
should be.
What can we do?
So we're going to solve that for you now.
Yes. So we have with us now Stephanie Smith, a spokesperson for the Western Dairy Council here in Denver. And, Stephanie, before we ask our few questions, I just wanted to share this cartoon with you from The New Yorker. All right? It's a picture. It shows a picture of a gingerbread house.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Hansel and Gretel story. You know that?
Yes.
Okay. And there's two witches standing in front of the gingerbread house.
Okay.
And there's two little chubby kids, Hansel and Gretel, walking up the path. And one witch turns to the other and says, "Remember when we used to have to fatten the kids up first?" Okay. What are we doing wrong as a nation? We are fat as adults. We are fat as kids. What can we do
now,
about this?
I would say that Stephanie is a registered dietitian. So she's here to answer the question that one of our callers brought up earlier today is, before we become obese, what can we do as individuals?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that is such an important question because this is something that can be prevented. I mean, really, weight gain is simply, and it's not a simple problem to solve, but it's simply consuming more calories than you expend. So how do you then not do that? And really, we're an environment that encourages sedentary behavior. You know, we don't encourage physical activity, and our environment encourages overeating. So then how do you counteract that environment? A couple of things you can do. I think one of the important things is to really start paying attention to what you eat and how you eat it. We are living in such a fast-paced, busy, go-go-go society that we don't take the time. You know, I hear stories of people eating over their kitchen sink. That's their breakfast. They eat over their kitchen sink. They're out the door.
That is me. I eat whatever my kids have not eaten from
no,
her breakfast.
I mean, tonight, my 11-year-old daughter will eat dinner in the car between two activities.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. She's got a half an hour to shove down a taco mm-hmm. between
right.
two activities.
And that's our reality now.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that while in some instances there may be no way around that given family schedules, but I think it's important to go back and try to plan in some family time and to actually sit down and eat our meals, eat slowly, take time to savor your food, not just gulp it down. So that, because what happens is when you're gulping down food like that, it takes about 20 minutes for your stomach to tell your brain, hey, hello, I'm full, I've had enough.
20 minutes. 20
about minutes. 20 minutes.
Well, so, that's good to know. We eat just a little bit and stop for 20 minutes.
And
exactly.
Then see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's
so that
a tip.
Is that the reason why you're not supposed to eat your food fast? Because you eat while you're still hungry, you eat huge quantities.
Yes.
And you don't get that connect between your stomach and your brain.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. So there's tip number one. Eat more slowly. Give your brain some time to register that you're full.
So this is what you should do. You should take a bite, get up, walk around the table a little bit. Sit down, take another bite, right, walk around the table.
Have a little racetrack going around your table at night.
But, for example, I am starving, like at about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like
now. Right. I can tell that, look, she's getting carnivorous. Just looking at her.
And so then I proceed to just eat everything in sight. So but, now I'm going to eat a little something and wait 20 minutes.
Right. And you know what? And that's fine. A lot of people get hungry mid-afternoon. That's okay. It's okay to have a snack. The question is, what are you snacking on? If it's every single day, if it's candy bars and pop, then nutritionally you're not doing yourself any good and you're probably taking in more calories than you need. But if on certain days, you know, and a candy bar every once in a while is fine. But, you know, for those afternoon snacks, let's say it's some crackers and a little bit of cheese or a piece of fruit or something like that. Then not only are you going to be getting the foods and the nutrients you need from the five food groups off the Food Guide Pyramid, but then oftentimes those foods are also lower in calories, and there's some automatic portion control built in there too, particularly with pieces of fruit and that kind of thing.
Now you bring up the food pyramid, and now everyone's either doing the Atkins diet or the South Beach diet.
Right.
What is it? Are carbs good for? I mean, even now, Dr. Snyder was saying he wanted these people to reduce their
carb
intake.
But he was doing protein for a different reason. I don't think it was a diet issue with him.
Okay.
I think protein was a different issue. But I want to talk to you about breakfast.
Okay.
But before I do, you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. It's the Enid Goldstein Show. We're talking to Stephanie Smith, who's the spokesperson for the National Dairy Council. She's a registered dietitian. Call her to ask your questions on diet, on food, on portion control, 303-382-1150. Breakfast. Is it true, going along with Evelinda's questions on all these diets, that you are better off starting with solid protein in the morning?
You're better off starting with a balanced breakfast that includes some protein. I would make sure that any breakfast you have includes some protein, includes a little bit of carbohydrate. The reason protein is important is it has some staying power. It helps you sometimes if you have, particularly with breakfasts that are a lot of simple carbohydrates like donuts, they send your blood sugar way up, and then mid-morning it falls very quickly, and then you feel hungry and you feel low on energy and you're dragging. But if that breakfast, if it's a nice balanced breakfast, some high fiber foods, say oatmeal or some cereal with some protein, either a hard boiled egg or some milk or something like that and a glass of juice, that's got a little more staying power. That's going to take you through the morning a little bit longer. You're going to avoid unevenness in your blood sugar levels and get you through until lunch. Now, back to what I was saying about afternoon snacks, it's okay to have a mid-morning snack as well. I do every morning. I eat very early in the morning before I get up. Or not before I get up.
That would be a cute trick.
Right after I get up. And then I usually have a banana or some string cheese or a glass of milk or something right about 10 o'clock. And that takes me through until lunch. And that's fine.
Now, when you say protein, automatically I think meat. Shows you how stupid I am. You're thinking dairy.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, no, because there's research now that dairy helps you lose weight. Tell me about
that. Yes, there is a gentleman by the name of Michael Zemmel from the University of Tennessee discovered this somewhat serendipitously. He was actually studying high blood pressure, and he gave his subjects, he increased their dairy intake to help them lower their blood pressure, and it did that, but then they also lost 11 pounds, and he couldn't explain it. And as he got to researching this more and actually talking more to other researchers who were noticing the exact same thing, he discovered that calcium, particularly the calcium in dairy foods, helps turn off your fat storage and triggers fat breakdown or fat burning. So the calcium kind of changes the way your fat cells run. So they store less fat and they burn more fat. Now, this isn't going to work if you just eat all you want and then add some dairy to your diet. You still have to follow, you know, lower your calorie intake. You still need to be physically active. Your diet still needs to be well balanced. Include all of the other food groups. But just make sure you're getting at least 3 servings of low-fat dairy a day.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about this cheese issue because I heard cheese was always bad for you. And also Evelinda's issue on smoothies.
Okay.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show. We'll be right back after the break.
AM 1150 cannot be held liable if our diverse talk programming forces you to use excessive brain power. Always entertaining and never boring. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Trish McDermott, VP of Romance from Match.com. At Match.com, we do everything we can to help you succeed in dating. That's why we have so many ways for you to connect, like email, instant messaging, and voice messages, to name a few. Match.com also offers online dating tips and advice, so you always have someone in your corner. That's how we do things at Match.com. We never want you to feel alone. In fact, alone is kind of our natural enemy. Match.com, with over 10 million possibilities.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on spotting illusions. When comparing mutual funds, a high return is only high if it's still there after expenses and taxes. After all, if you don't get to keep it, did you really make it? So always ask, how much of this is mine? Then call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com and invest in our way of investing.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Try the Max Fund Animal Adoption Center, located at 1025 Galapagos Street. The Max Fund is the only no-kill shelter in the Denver area for injured animals with no known owners. They have numerous loving cats and dogs available for adoption, and also offer low-cost spays and neuters. To find a friend or volunteer your time, call 303-595-4917 or go to www.maxfund.org.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I knew finding the right home equity loan wouldn't be easy, so I went to LendingTree.com, filled out one simple form, and got 4 offers back within hours. Okay, actually that was kind of easy.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Welcome back to the Enid Goldstein Show. I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz.
If you're wondering where Enid is, she's in Venice.
But thanks, Bill, for the intro.
Bill forgot we were here, and Enid is in Italy, and we'll be back with you on Monday for your traditional political chat with Enid, and she's wonderful at that analysis. But Judy and I do something different. We bring you Lifestyle Radio, where we look at everything in life except for politics and sports, and we're usually with you on AM 1150 KNRC Saturdays 10 to noon, but we're subbing for Enid today and tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
And if you're just joining us, we've done a very lengthy show on obesity in America. We began with the Rand Corporation, how it's impacting us economically. Then we went on to Dr. Michael Snyder and surgery. And now we have with us registered dietitian Stephanie Smith, who is a spokesperson for the National Dairy Council. And she's here to teach us how to eat healthy before we have to have surgery, how to maintain the weight we've got now, and or how to reduce a little bit in a healthy way.
Yeah, right. And tell us about cheese, because there's conflicting views. You were just before the break, you were saying cheese is good because it's part of the calcium diet, but we've always heard cheese is fattening.
Well, you know what? No one food by itself is going to make you fat. And I think one of the things that people can do is really, as a calorie cutting tip, is to learn to eat what you like. Because if you deprive yourself, that's just going to backfire later. Yet learn to incorporate the foods that you like. So, you know, if you like cheese, you can have it. That's just fine. It's high in calcium. It's high in protein. There's vitamin A, and it's a wonderfully nutrient dense food. If you're worried about fat intake, then limit the amount. An ounce and a half a day is all you need, and then you can fill in your other dairy servings with other dairy products such as milk or yogurt.
All right, and what about the infamous smoothie?
Well, smoothies are wonderful. I think they're great because you can, if you make them with milk, you can make them with yogurt, and then you add either bananas or some other fruit to them, you're actually killing two birds with one stone. You're getting some fruit servings and you're getting part of your dairy servings. And quite honestly, the three food groups most Americans don't get enough of are fruits, vegetables, and dairy products.
But here's my problem with the smoothies. I go by the high school and I see these very chunky, I mean borderline obese girls mm-hmm. with these super sized smoothies. So I went on the website. They've got 1,500 calories, those big ones. That's more than I eat in a day.
You hit the nail on the head, though. Super size.
Okay.
there's an issue then with portion control, which, you know, a smoothie, a 72-ounce smoothie is not a portion. We're talking about...
That's like three complete
meals.
Yeah,
that's like feeding a family. Exactly. We're talking about 8 ounces. You know, 8 ounces of milk mixed in with some ice and a banana that you can make at home. If you want to sweeten it just a little bit, you can use a fruit-flavored yogurt instead of milk. And that's only going to come out to be about 250 to 300 calories. So big difference.
But what you were saying, though, you can't have that and have your normal food. That becomes the replacement of whatever you were eating before, correct? Because you cannot add that smoothie to your diet. You still have to reduce your calorie intake.
Yes, you still have to reduce your calorie intake. Now, that smoothie, if you're in a rush, that smoothie could be your breakfast. You know, that 250, 300 calorie smoothie, especially if you make it the night before, put it in your refrigerator, put it in a cup that's ready to go, and then you can drink it.
But we're talking 8 ounces, 10 ounces?
Around 8 to 10 ounces. You really don't want to go any more.
Okay, so when you go to those juice places, mm-hmm. you really want the small size.
The small size.
I also have a bone to pick with Starbucks because I think these large, grande, whatever the size big ones are, Hugo.
The Venti.
Yeah, thank you, Venti. I mean, those are loaded with calories.
Because the bigger drink you get, the more calories it's going to have. And so Tall, which I believe is their smallest serving, that's exactly what you're looking for. That's going to be a shot of espresso and 8 ounces of milk. That would be a serving. So the Ventes are going to be three or four of those in one glass. And that's part of the problem with the environment that we live in is the portion control. Portions at restaurants are just out of control. They're much more than the United States Department of Agriculture ever intended for us to eat when they devised the food guide pyramid and came up with those serving sizes.
Don't you find it very ironic that more expensive the restaurant gets, the smaller the portions?
I know, it's really, it's so
true. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So let me just summarize because we're running out of time. Basically, mm-hmm. eat slowly because your body
right.
needs about 20 minutes to realize that it has eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Eat what you like, just eat less of it. So it's
right.
portion control and exercise.
Right.
There's
yeah,
no
and
easy out.
No. And with activity, you can add activity to all of your everyday activities. Instead of taking your car to the car wash, wash it yourself.
All right.
Get off at the bus stop and go, you know, park farther away.
Right.
Take
we
got to
do that. Park farther away
mm-hmm.
from Foley. Stephanie, thank you so much for being a guest on Style Matters Live. We got to go. It's the end of the hour. We'll be back with you tomorrow on the branding of Denver's image. We'll be dishing about First Ladies. And remember, your style matters, so go out and strut your stuff.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon, mostly sunny, 45 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. The Rocky Mountain News is reporting that Wayne Harris, the father of Columbine killer Eric Harris, kept a diary prior to the April 1999 massacre at the high school. The newspaper says that the notebook contains contacts the senior Harris had with law enforcement officials and school administrators, along with his own dealings with his son. Jeffco Sheriff Ted Mink says the notebook is locked up
in an evidence vault. Before this, Jeffco had never admitted that the diary even existed. Mink and his investigators still won't say what's in the notebook or whether it sheds any light on the Columbine assault in which Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold killed 10 students and a teacher before taking their own lives. A lot of the Columbine record is public now, but the diary, along with some other evidence, remains under a judge's secrecy order. Denver police are investigating a homicide from early this morning. Detective Virginia Lopez says officers first heard about the incident a little after midnight when they were flagged down by a concerned citizen who heard noises at 4161 Milwaukee.
Upon arrival, officers found a deceased male party with what appeared to be gunshot wounds.
Lopez says right now all DPD knows is that the victim is male.